nothing but news and phone calls. 866-582-9933. What do I want to talk about tonight? Well, I definitely want to talk about technology, because technology is on the tip of the tongue of just about everybody. And we talk a lot here about the youth being indoctrinated into this culture where video games eventually become reality. It's the next step in warfare. And I've got a couple different military weapons that they are literally now using via Xbox controller. And one of them is a ground vehicle. One of them is an air vehicle. And it's not the type of UAV that you would expect. If anybody out there has seen Resident Evil 3, and I watched the Resident Evil series for the first time just about 6 months ago. It's all about quarantines and a shadow government underground through a corporation and them releasing a virus which zombifies the country. It's very bizarre. It's very Armageddon apocalyptic. In fact, the third one, I think, is Resident Evil Apocalypse. But if you've seen it in the very beginning, while the hero, you don't know that it's a clone of the hero, but the hero is going through this this obstacle course that she went through in the first one that she was able to overcome. And then all of a sudden they throw out a new weapon. And this weapon is a turret gun that's a UAV. It's a flying turret gun. It guns her down. Now, you would think that that's science fiction. But what this is actually fact. It is a turret gun controlled by an Xbox controller. And we're going to get into that story on the other side specifically, that somebody controls, points out, and snipes people out. This is why I always warn people, oh, we got to get our guns. We're going to take this country back. Yeah, Second Amendment, baby. If it ever comes down to us versus them, they're going to use technology to dominate us. I mean, we're also going to be going over the surveillance blimps that are UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles that can stay in the air for weeks at a time. And when they come down, it's just for maintenance. I mean, we are living in a technocracy today. Schwarzenegger is talking about getting rid of school books altogether. Okay. Now, at first, this seems like a pretty legitimate idea. Let's get rid of the school books. Let's digitize everything. It'll save all sorts of money. It never saves anything, folks. But, you know, in the public's eyes, they'll see this. You know, that's right. Everybody has a computer anyway, and you can probably print out the chapters of a book. It sounds great. But if they pass the Cybersecurity Act and the Cyberbullying Act, all the information on the internet is going to be filtered anyway. So literally, they're going to eviscerate books. You won't have a history. And then if you want to get something off the computer in this new digital age, that will also be censored. I mean, it's literally like book burning in the 40s and 50s. So we're going to be going over that. We're going to be going over this story right here. IBM seeks to build the computer of the future based on insights from the brain. Okay, so this is going to be a big technology show. This is it. We're talking RFIDs, Coca-Cola and Dairy Queen are coming up tonight. And just amazing stuff. Dairy Queen wants you to attach an RFID sticker to your phone. And then when you go to Dairy Queen, you'll get a special. Okay, so they'll scan your phone. Oh, you get a discount. And then they can database what you bought. So track, trace, and database what you eat based on a discount. Kind of what you see at Price Chopper and all these other food chains that want you to have the Advantage card. They won't just give you the discount like via Walmart, which is, you know, total demonology anyway. But they want to see what you're consuming. You see what the consumer is buying again and again and again. So that's very interesting. On top of that, we're going to be talking about HJ Resolution 5 proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to repeal the 22nd Amendment. What does that mean? That means Lord Obama can be president forever. And not only that is in the bill, but it says that foreigners will also be able to run for the presidency. Now, I know there's a lot of debate out there whether Obama is from this country or not. It doesn't matter. He's an internationalist. Okay? He's a guy that openly promotes globalism. You know, this is what we said off day one. I've never said that these quote-unquote birthers are wrong. They're probably right. The grandmother wrote in, I believe it was one of her books, that he was born outside of the country, in Kenya. Very possible. And either way, if they try to backdoor it, coming out and saying, oh yeah, Obama was born in Kenya. After all, they did come back and explore his Muslim roots while he was out in Saudi Arabia and other places. So we're going to be talking about a lot tonight. 866-582-9933. This is the Info Warrior, back after these messages.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator, producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
Speaking of technology news, and we're going to get to these Xbox controller. I mean, here it is right here. If you're watching the PrisonPlanet.tv, Future of Warbot, powered by Xbox controller. It's off Wired.com right there. This is the ground vehicle. But we talk a lot about this tech, and the reason we talk about this tech is because it's here. You know, they're using big dogs in the military now. We have the RoboFish. We have the RoboPenguin. AI is a reality. And now they're trying to regulate the internet on another level, starting up the Cyber Security Office and a cybersecurity coordinator slash czar. All right. So I always talk about the fact that they always take these hackers. They take the hackers out there. And this one is off of allheadlinenews.com. Top hacker joins DHS cybersecurity advisory panel. See, they always recruit the best and the brightest, the actual hackers out there. And this guy isn't really a threat. This hacker, you know, is going in and he's getting information that should be open source anyway against corporations and that sort of thing, but it's illegal. And they catch a lot of these guys, but they also recognize their genius and then they recruit them. Okay? Let's see. Well-known hacker and IT security consultant Jeff Moss, 39, has joined the cybersecurity advisory team of the DHS. Moss, founder of the hackers group Black Hat and DEFCON, together with other members of Homeland Security Advisory Council, was sworn in Friday by DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, check out who the panel is composed of. This should make everybody feel extra safe. The panel is composed of 15 other prominent law enforcement figures, including former Federal Bureau of Investigator Director Louis Freeh, co-head of the 9/11 Commission, and former Rep. Lee Hamilton. Let me tell you something. When Lee Hamilton is involved in something, it's called evil. All right? Lee Hamilton is the king of the cover-up. I mean, this guy is over the top. Over the top. I've watched him talk about things, you know, back in the 80s on COG. Pretty sure that Hamilton had something to do with the JFK investigation. I can't say off bat. But, I mean, you watch how he openly covered up 9/11, and he knows it. He wrote a book with Thomas Keene, the other co-director, called Without Precedent, where they admitted that Norrie had lied to them and that they considered actually filing charges. Now, we had, I think it's Philip Shannon, who was another 9/11 commissioner, come out and write a book saying the same thing, saying that what they told was so far from the truth, he doesn't understand why. See, it's all about incompetence, and they didn't do it on purpose, and we don't know why they were covering up, but they were. So top hacker joins DHS cybersecurity advisory panel. Remember, they recruit these guys. And in a lot of cases, what they'll do is they'll catch them doing something wrong. Say, we're going to throw the book at you. Do you really want to, you know, spend 30 to 50 years in prison over just a little hacktacular, folks? Or would you like to serve on the board of the DHS? Well, what do you think you're going to take? You know, earlier in the program, I went with these blimps. And this is at a Newsweek.com, okay? Unmanned blimps. Are you being watched? The blimp flying above your head may be watching your every single move. And remember, they don't do it with just regular cameras, folks. They're talking about putting the cameras on the subways now that literally see through your body, okay? Sees a naked picture of your body, sees what kind of, you know, metallic objects are on you. So if you have a wallet in there, they're going to see the wallet. They're going to see your keys. If you got a pocket knife, God forbid, which they're banning, I believe June 30th. I think it already passed. 8 out of 10 pocket knives that are available, totally illegal. You're an extremist. You're a terrorist. You have a pocket knife. How soft and stupid is this country that we allowed them to ban pocket knives? Because, you know, the pocket knife killer is really out there. He's been going right after people, cutting throats, gutting people. It doesn't happen. Listen, psychotics are psychotics. And by the way, another story we're going to cover tonight. I mean, like I said, jam-packed with the news. LA Times actually did this story about how, politicians and serial killers share a lot of personality traits. Really? Really? You mean they're sociopathic liars that get off on other people's misery? Really? Is that what they are? Oh, I couldn't tell. At least the majority of them. Anyway, let's go back to this unmanned vehicle. And I think this was at the Indy 500, by the way. This is where they used in the U.S. already. At first glance, there was nothing special about the blimp floating high above this car and crowd in this year's Indy 500 on Memorial Day weekend. Like most airships, it acted as an advertising vehicle, this time for the Fisher House, a charity focused on helping injured veterans and their families. But the real promo should have been for the blimp's creator, Raytheon. Raytheon, the security company best known for its weapon systems. Hidden inside the 55-foot-long white balloon was a powerful surveillance camera adapted from the technology Raytheon provides to the U.S. military. They are militarizing the entire country, okay? They know that there aren't going to be any jobs, so they gave a lot of money to AmeriCorps, and they start boosting up City Year, and they have now amalgamated DHS into the NSA, and they're gearing you up to work for the state. After all, they just nationalized the car industry. Goodbye, car industry. Hello, government. Let's see what we got. Essentially, an unmanned drone, the blimp transmitted detailed images to the racist security officers and to the Indiana police. The airship is great because it doesn't have that big brother feel. It has a big brother feel to me. I don't know about you guys. Or create feelings of invasiveness. Yes, it does, actually. Vice President of Mission Innovation and Raytheon Integrated Defense Division said, but it's still a very powerful security tool. Until recently, Raytheon's Eye in the Sky technology was used in Afghanistan and Iraq to guard American military bases, working as airborne guards against any oncoming desert threat. Welcome to America, Raytheon. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. People don't get it. You know, they're just going to keep sucking their thumbs and acting like it doesn't exist. Let's go to some calls. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, do you hear me all right?
Yes, I got you, buddy.
All right, I just want to make sure. Last time I called, it sounded like my speakerphone might have messed you up, but if we're cool, we're
Yeah, you were super loud last time. I do remember you last time. What's up?
I want to say everything's good with the money bomb. You know, I got my $50 in there. I'm so glad that things worked out with that. What I wanted to talk about tonight was the same thing that you're talking about. It's perfect. I just watched this new show on Fox called, I don't know if it's new. I don't watch much TV. It just popped up, and I did watch it. It's called Lie to Me. And you would not believe this show. If it's a season premiere, I think it is. They were showing like Dick Cheney, George Bush, you know, Bill Clinton, and showing how, this guy is going to read your thoughts from your face.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. It's actually Tim Roth. People might remember him as one of the coffee shop robbers from Pulp Fiction. He's the main guy. He's been in a lot of other movies since. But what he does is he reads people's facial expressions and their body activity. And from that, he can tell whether you're being honest or not. So what were they using the politicians as kind of this litmus test to see who was lying because he could tell that the politicians were liars?
Yeah, well, no, this show was showing how the school principal was the liar, and the politician, he was not involved in any sexual misconduct. He was really being a good guy trying to protect his...
Oh, the politicians love us.
Yeah.
That's what they're telling us?
Yeah, no, he was a very good guy trying to protect us, and he just didn't want his niece or whatever it was to get in any trouble, so he was, you know...
Well, the politicians love us, so I'm glad that Fox is out there promoting that because they always have our best interests at heart. And there's no police state. There's no plan for globalization, no plan for a new world order. I think we should just all go back to bed and start worshiping Obama.
Exactly, man. New world order. What are you, crazy?
Sounds great, right? You know, I actually had somebody I went through about 120 MySpace messages that I had looming over the weekend. I try not to hit too many of them up over the weekend just because I forget them by Monday. I try to save them up so I have the stories. But somebody was telling me basically the new world order can't be stopped. So you know what we should do? We should make a newly improved world order. And he was saying all these, look, globalization and a global government, no matter how you slice it, is going to be tyrannical. It's going to be bad. It's going to be evil. It's going to be constricting on your civil rights and liberties, your God-given human rights. So don't tell me that there's a kinder, gentler new world order out there via, you know, zeitgeist addendum. I thank you for the call, Chuck. We're going to jump to Paul in Wisconsin. Paul, you're on the line. Yes, sir. We got you? 54321. Paul, you there? Let's jump to Troy in Illinois. Troy, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Congratulations on the money bomb.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I was calling to give you a suggestion. If you're going to do this yearly, the money bomb, is that a plan?
I don't know if it's a plan yet. Let's see how much we're able to do with this $300,000. I think Jones actually inked the deal to get the second half of The Office out there. And who knows if we'll have to. Maybe with the second half of The Office and a weekend TV show, we can bring even more people in. Because, you know, we were able to almost double our audience this year on PrisonPlanet.tv and otherwise. However, we also doubled the amount of staff we have. I mean, Jones brought me in full-time. I mean, I was never paid by InfoWars before. I just made money off of my films, you know, just a small percentage of that. And then he was able to get, you know, a new producer. He's got two board ops in here at night doing my show. On top of that, we've added a video editor. We've also added, you know, two customer service people and I think three people in the back. So hopefully we don't have to do this every year, but if we do, I know it's only going to be to expand the program. So we're looking to hire a couple more people, get this spot back there, build another soundstage. I mean, you can't imagine. I know it doesn't look like much when you know, watch PrisonPlanet.tv, but to me, this looks 1,000 times better what I was viewing on PrisonPlanet.tv only a year ago. You know, I mean, when it was literally three cameras and you would have to hit there and hit three buttons. None of it was in HD quality. It wasn't broadcast as well. So I hope we don't have to do it every year, but who knows? Maybe we will. You want to hold over on the other side there, Troy? We'll talk about it more. But, I also am going to get into this. It's off the register. Flying rifle robocopter, hovering sniper backup for U.S. troops, Xbox controller, Killdroid has ARSS name. It's right there. We're going to be talking big time about the Xbox death machines after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Looks like we dropped Troy. We're going to go to Paul, Linda, Sean, and more. 866-582-9933. I want to take this time to show you this Register article. It's just unbelievable. Flying rifle robocopter, hovering sniper backup for U.S. troops, Xbox controller kill droid. Weavers, pilots, snipers, the machines want your job. That's right. It's literally getting to Terminator level. You know, you got the big dogs. Now you have snipers in the sky. It's not just smart weaponry from a UAV 30,000 miles up. You know, it's not just that anymore. It's literally a little turret gun sniping you out via Xbox. But there's an alternative approach. Snipers can also shoot from a helicopter overhead, thus gaining the ability to rapidly move to the viewpoint they need rather than spending ages sneaking and climbing. This method has been used for decades by maritime special forces units. Britain's SBS has long had specialist helicopter snipers trained to dominate the decks of oil rigs or ships being stormed by their colleagues. Last week, U.S. Navy SEAL snipers shot three dead Somali pirates standing around a captured American merchant skipper in a lifeboat. So this is actually pretty old. I guess this is from, late April. But a manned helicopter and crew are expensive, as are snipers good enough to hit targets from moving platform. Furthermore, even the greatest sniper isn't as accurate firing from a vibrating helicopter as he is with a good rest on solid ground. Man, I hate this. Every time I try to print an article from this, from the Register, it does this. And, it only gave me half the story. Not the important half. But just go check it out for yourself. It's called the ARSS, and it's being fitted with basically a turret gun. And you can use an Xbox controller to move it. I mean, let's go to the other one with the Xbox controller. Future Warbot, powered by Xbox controller. Military has long been interested in unmanned ground vehicles that can haul soldier equipment or scout parameters. Equally important, the vehicles must be simple and intuitive to operate. Over at Flashblog, Lee Brimlow has an interesting scoop on how an Xbox 360 interface was designed for the R-Gator. So we've got the big dog, and now we've got the R-Gator. An unmanned vehicle prototype, John Deere, an iRobot, first unveiled in 2004. Software firm T8 Design built the Adobe integrated runtime interface for the R-Gator. Brimlow has some images of how it looks on screen. In addition, hauling gear and supplies, the R-Gator could also be used as a sentry. Brimlow says the vehicle could be equipped with a system called Red Owl, or Robotic Enhanced Detection Outpost with lasers. Lasers, folks. You think we're going to have a shot against the laser weaponry or the sound guns, the sound cannons? What do you think? Do you really think that even if you had a 50 cal, let's say you got the 50 cal, you know, I actually got sent some pictures from an inside source, if you will, who's been around the globe, is inside Hollywood. And I saw this guy with a 50 cal. It was just an incredible picture I was looking at today. But even with a 50 cal, are you going to be able to stop the lasers or the heat weapons or the unmanned aerial vehicles or now the R-Gator? The military has opted for Xbox and PlayStation-style controllers on robots like the PackBot, a small portable robot that has already seen service in Afghanistan and Iraq. He says, I've tried out the small unmanned ground vehicle, the next-generation version of PackBot, and it's similarly easy to master the controls. Thousands of these smaller robots are already in the field. Let me repeat that. Thousands of these smaller robots are already in the field. They're already using them. You haven't seen many stateside yet. It's because the police state hasn't really clamped their iron fist down on the population. When they start bulldozing cities, when they start building the FEMA camps for you to go, well, the FEMA camps are already built, but when they start manning them with actual personnel and people are saying, oh, we have to go there to save the world. You know, speaking of saving the world, we're going to go over this, but I thought I'd throw this shot up there. You see that? Oh, we better cool the earth down, throw it in a tub of ice, and throw some fans on it. The only thing that's missing, oh, and it's not missing, there it is, an AC unit in the bathtub. I mean, you know, how much Johnny nonsense are we going to put up with? They're actually telling people in Australia that the cops are coming after you for your carbon footprint. They're carbon cops already. I warn you about a carbon tax. I warn you that you're going to be regulated on every single thing you do. What you eat, the home you live in, the cars you drive, the children you have, the trash you throw away. And I get laughed at. And I can show you the AP article. I can show you the Herald Sun where they talk about it. But you know what I must be doing? I must be imagining it in my head through the imaginations. Other schizophrenics and paranoids write articles just for me to read on the air. That must be what it is. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Go check out the Bobby Bloggins. It's theinfowarrior.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Folks, we are back. Monday, June 15th, 2009. Man, June is almost over. Summer's going to be over before you know it. A lot of people noticing the tan. Yeah, I mowed my lawn, folks. I mowed a little lawn, and it wasn't easy, and it wasn't fun. I think I burnt myself a little bit. Hopefully it'll tan out, but it looks like I have, like, orange tan on me, like I'm, like, growing up Gotti or something. Oh, God, what an awful show. I'm so glad that woman's losing her house. If there's anything great about this financial collapse is that women like her get to lose her house. You know, she deserves it. The Gotti family, gross. Jason, I love the Gotti family. Gangsters are cool. Gangsters aren't cool. Crime is not cool, okay? It's not hip. I know you like The Sopranos and you think you're a TV action star and you're tough. No, it's not cool to be a criminal. And like I said, the LA Times has a story out there right now. Study shows politicians and serial killers share similar personality traits. Is that a shocker? No, because it's a criminal cartel that runs the show, that is above government. And the people getting involved in government want to be part of that criminal cartel, want to be part of the system that is jacking everybody. You know, I know that I talk about listening to talk radio and people get all upset at me when I talk about Stern, but there's another show out there, even more vulgar than Stern, that I happen to listen to. It's called The Jason Ellis Show. He's a pro skateboarder slash amateur MMA fighter. He's fought a couple times. Actually pretty tough for a skateboarder. He puts his money where his mouth is. And I was listening to the program today while I was running some errands down in downtown Austin. And he started, basically he has a Raw Dog is his buddy there. And Raw Dog starts talking about population control and the fact that the elite want to kill 80 to 90% of us. Apparently someone called in earlier in the week talking about that. And they really got into it. And they said, you know what, that's probably true. And I can see it from an elite perspective. And they were talking about how they would be down with it if they were part of the elite because they've fallen for the propaganda that there are too many people using too many resources. But then they eventually came to the realization that there's no way that they'll actually be part of the elite and there's no way to get into the club. So I'm against that. So I'm going to try to call into that show, or if anybody else out there listens to Faction on Sirius and they listen to that show, give him a call. You know, tell him to watch Endgame. Get this guy involved. You know, he's got a voice for the youth. He looks like he's going to be the next big thing on Sirius and XM and talk radio in general. And I think he's actually a real talent. You know, I enjoy the program. It is a little bit vulgar. You know, I wouldn't tell the older crowd to go listen to Jason Ellis. You'll probably hate me, but I thought it was interesting that he was talking about population control and the elite today. All right, I promised to go to calls, so let's do it. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on the line, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hello? Sir. Yes, you're on yes. There.
Well, you just talked about skateboarders and that. I just like to throw out there that I used to be buddies with Greg Lutzka and that, who's, you see him in every Thrasher magazine nowadays and this and that. But
is he on any of the Tony Hawk games?
Huh?
I said, is he in any of the Tony Hawk games?
No, he's not in any of that, but if you open any Thrasher magazine, he's in there in almost every article, whatever. I just wanted to throw that in there because his ma was a member of, she was one of the ones that brought all the skate parks back into Wisconsin.
Oh, cool. I'm always for
that. You were just talking about that, so I throw that in there. And then I just had a question, though, about, you were just talking about ACs and bathtubs and stuff.
Well, what I was showing is if you got the PrisonPlanet.tv, or if you don't, you can check it out. You can check it out tomorrow on YouTube. But basically, this is a thing out of the Wall Street Journal. It's front page on the journal report. It says it's time to cool the planet, and it's showing a graphic of the Earth in a bathtub full of ice. That the bathtub is actually an AC unit, and then it's got two fans on it. And they're basically talking about how we need to buy or geoengineer the planet. It may already be too late, and it is kind of risky, but we don't have a choice. They're getting ready to openly say that they're doing chemtrails. And then you open it up, and they're selling full-page ads. I will use less energy. And who's going to use less energy? Why, the big wigs at corporate Chevron. Give me a break. They're making this green industry into a business. And what they're doing is they're still going to make profits, but they're going to make you feel guilty for being a human being, make you pay a carbon tax, and make you have less. They literally want to take this nation down to a second world nation. They want to eliminate the middle class. They want an elite super class and a slave race. And they are slowly working towards that. And that's what this environmental movement is about. So that's why I mentioned the ACs.
No, the only reason I brought that up is because I worked in air conditioning units and that. I figured that was some new technology that they were working on with heating bathtubs through condenser coils and stuff. I didn't know what.
No, it was just a graphic. It was actually a clever graphic. I'm actually impressed with the Photoshop end of it. What else you got for me, buddy?
Okay, one other question I had is you use the word anti-Semitic a lot.
Yeah,
and a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
Why can they not use the word anti-Hamitic or anti-Japhesitic or however they
look,
pronounce
if you want to call my show and you want to talk about legitimate Zionism, in other words, people who are pro-Israel on every single count. In other words, no matter what Israel does, they are gods and everybody loves them. Listen, I know that the government of Israel, not everybody in the government, but the majority of them, are warmongers, are imperialists, are part of this globalist plot. However, and the people out there that use the Jew term and not Zionism, they talk about Jews that are religious Jews or what they feel to be racial or ethnic Jews. They mix the two together. And first of all, not every Jew out there is a Zionist. In fact, the majority of Jewish people are not Zionists. They have no idea what this pro-Israeli agenda is and blah, blah, blah. I have people attacking me all the time saying that I'm Jewish. I'm not Jewish on either end. I'm not religiously Jewish or ethnically Jewish. But you know what? I'm a Jew because I don't like the Nazis out there. And I don't like people going, when people call into my program and say the Jewish people run 90% of the media. No, they don't. The Jewish people include my friends Adam Nathanson, my friends Jay Mandresh. They have no agenda. They're, you know, Long Island kids that are trying to get a job. You know what I'm saying? So if you politically want to call my show and you want to talk about real issues and how, you know, Israel is causing genocide on the Palestinian border, how they're encroaching on their freedoms, how they're a bad state, yeah, we can talk about that. How they're a police state, sure. But when I have people calling in and say, you know, Jews run Hollywood, Jews run this, that's nonsense and that's Nazi-esque, and I just can't deal with it. You know, and I've seen, you know, the videos out there about me, and they all say that I won't talk about Zionism. I talk about Zionism all the time on the show. I had Cindy Sheehan on the show, and we spent a good 5 minutes on Israel alone. You know, when I talk about this technology, one of the things I talked about last week was the RoboSnake, which the Israeli military is using. You know what I mean? So these critics, in my opinion, they have no basis in reality. And quite frankly, I don't want to be associated with the Nazis. I think it's horrific that this guy went into a Holocaust museum. And by the way, I do believe the Holocaust happened. You know, and it wasn't just Jews. It was, you know, communists first, gypsies next, Jews next, the mentally ill, gays, blacks, just anybody. And then people who were unemployed, people who were dissidents, not going with a program. It's plenty of people. So,
yes, what he did was despicable.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But there are also people on, you got to understand, there are also people out there that will say that Hitler is good and that he had the right plan and he was fighting the New World Order. I can't stand those people either, you know, and it just gets to me. It gets under my skin because I am from New York, you know, I do out of college. And by the way, when I grew up in New York in high school, I grew up in probably a bigger redneck area than where I am in Texas right now. You know, we're talking about hunters, four wheelers, ATVs. I didn't have any Jewish students that I graduated with. I only graduated with like 55 kids. However, when I went to college, you know, I'm starting to hear all these Jew jokes, and they were usually, you know, Jewish kids joking with one another or other college kids just lightheartedly saying, I always thought it was lighthearted. I didn't realize that there was really this hardcore anti-Semitism in this country. And sometimes, you know, part of this quote unquote patriot movement. And to me, that's not a side I want to get. I want to bring in as many people, no matter what color you are, no matter what creed you are, no matter what religion you are. I could care less. You know, as long as you're willing to fight the globalists, come on in. And that's why I say that. So when I say people are anti-Semitic, it's those people that really do just hate Jewish people. And the reason I don't say, you know, the other terms is because you don't hear people saying, I hate the whites, or, you know, when I hear someone say, I hate the blacks, I call them racist, or I hate the Mexicans. That's ridiculous. I don't hate any of those people. In fact, you know, although I think the border should be closed, you know, on both ends, not just Mexico, but Canada, it's not because I don't like the people or I think the people are lazy. It's because it loses our sovereignty. It loses our Constitution and Bill of Rights, and it amalgamates us into this North American Union. It amalgamates us into this new world order, and it takes away our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. So, you know, like I said, I always take on legitimate issues, and I feel like I have just been viciously attacked. I mean, you read the websites out there that say that I'm Jewish. There's no evidence whatsoever. I've actually, on the air to one of these anti-Semites, not on this program, but a couple years back, this guy was just talking all sorts of trash about me. He asked me, you know, who my mother and father were, you know, where do I come from? I gave him the names. You know, if you want to trace back my lineage, you're more than welcome to. You know, my mom's name is Lisa D'Onofrio. I'm half Italian. And then on my father's side, Barry Burmis was my dad. And, you know, I'm a mixed European from that end. So I can never win. You know, no matter what I say out there, no matter what I do, I'm a, you know, a dirty, bad Jew. And I just can't stand those people that put out that rhetoric. You know, they accuse Alex Jones of being Jewish. The guy's the whitest guy I've ever seen in my life with a redneck accent. No offense, Alex. I love you. You hear where I'm coming from, brother?
Man.
All right, bro.
Take care,
all right.
Bro.
All right. I appreciate the call. Glad I got that off my chest. Let's go to Linda. Linda, you're on the program.
Hey,
yes,
Jason.
Linda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right tonight.
Hey, I'm so glad about the money bomb.
Me too.
Really, like 300, you know, I was going, no, 250 is not enough. And I was actually calling those things that be not as though they were. I said, no, 300 grand. Yeah. And I just sent in half of my pledge. I pledged 20% of my income. And I don't bring in that much. But you know what? It's a cause. You need to sacrifice. As I was waiting in, on your commercial, I was listening to King. He was actually, as you were talking about the carbon thing. And
yes.
This dude's at 10:30 at night because it says live, right? 10:30 mm-hmm. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. He's working, and he's, you know, I'm going, this is, he's cool. And you have a representative in Texas that was totally backing him and talk about, you know, how we have knee-jerk responses and, you know, we need to calm down and, you know, not. So any of your congressmen, or whether they are right or wrong, you've got to make calls, you've got to do what you got to do. The program today, I don't know if you heard, I'm sure you did, Alex with David Icke. It was absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. I always listen to Alex's show. I didn't catch as much last week. I tried to catch you guys Thursday night. We Are Change LA is very active, and I know that a lot of them listen to Alex's show and your show. You guys picked up a station in LA, right?
I'm not sure. You know, there are micros out there that put us out. And then Alex did? Yeah, 870 a.m. I guess Alex just jumped on. Somebody pick my show up, huh? I'm 9 to midnight. There can't be that much competition out there. I think I do a pretty good show.
I wanted to touch base with you guys Thursday night. Friday, Muhammad, he's had to go to court. He is a We Are Change LA active guy. Mm-hmm. Served in the military, blah blah, was getting harassed for standing out, exercising his freedom of speech. He has a second court date on the 26th. Please make a note of that, if you All would. Right. I'd appreciate it, and that we send positive thoughts, prayers, whatever it is. We need to show up, and we need to make a stand and support. I wasn't able to make the Friday court, but I'm going to rearrange my schedule and do everything that I can to show up, you know, for him on the 26th, you know, but the We Are Change LA and Inland Empire, which is where I live, is very, very active.
I know Bruno, and I can't think of what the young lady's name is that I've had dinner with, and they do some great work. They actually, it might be, do you see the one that just confronted the Black Pope on YouTube? I'm not sure who it is, but they do great work. Linda, I thank you so much for the pledge and the call. I got to jump. Let's go to Sean in Utah. Sean, you're on the line. Yes, sir. How are you?
Good to speak to you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a comment. There was a tasering in Utah. I sent you a message about
Okay,
it.
Is this the one where the DUI suspect got tasered and then shot six times? Just to death? Or is this a different one? It might be the young man who was mentally ill with his parents, the KSLL story, KSL.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, I actually do have that in my stack somewhere. I literally, again, went through over 120 messages, but here it is right here. I printed out about 40, 45 of the stories I got. KSL editorial, director's son dies after being tased by police. And what happened here is that this 32-year-old young man, I don't want to call him young man, but, you know, I'm going to be 30 this summer, so I don't think I'm that old. And he had a history of mental illness. He was with his family. And he jumped out of the car during this spat. Now, the parents thought it would be smart to call the police. It was out on the highway. And when the police got to him, they tased him to death. They lost their son because, you know, first of all, they knew this guy was mentally ill before they went there. All right. So maybe tasing wasn't the best option. You know, they obviously knew he was also unarmed if the parents were calling it in, you know, and they were showing the concern. So why is it that they go right to the taser over someone who really hasn't broken the law? They're just having a mental episode. You know, maybe they do need to go to, you know, a health clinic or something like that, or be hospitalized for mental illness. Sure. But there's no reason to kill them. And it's just this, you know, trigger happy society where these guys, you know, don't care. And they think the easiest way out is to taser someone. They need to realize people are dying from this. You know, when I watched that video of the 72-year-old woman getting tased twice, cop put his hands on her first. Cop was three times the size of her. If he really wanted to get rough with her, he could have just thrown her up against the car, thrown her in cuffs, and put her in the back of the squad car. No reason to taser. And, you know, with these tasings, look what you get. Sometimes you get death, my friend.
Yeah, I thought this one stood out because the latest reports were that he had stripped his clothes off.
Mm-hmm. So this guy was naked when he got killed.
Yeah, obviously insane. He had no clothes. So why are they tasering this guy? You know?
Yeah, and especially, you know, I didn't know he was naked, but if he was naked, that would say again, this guy does not have any weapons on him. He does not pose any more of a physical threat than maybe I'm going to get punched or elbowed. But again, it speaks to this out of control, soft society. Cops used to be, you know, first of all, they used to be law enforcement who were here to serve and protect. You know, they were officers, they were peace officers. You know, they didn't want to just tase. You put a taser in the wrong guy's hand, he's going to use it. And they get off on using it. And it is really unfortunate that they had to kill this kid who, again, was nothing more than mentally ill and didn't pose much of a threat at all. You got anything else for me?
Yeah, I just wanted to make the point that, yeah, you know, it's evident that, you know, the taser should be used when maybe there's a big guy that's beating up on cops. You know, I've seen a couple videos where it's like, yeah, this guy is like big and he's overpowering the cops and they tase him to.
So sometimes the cops are just out of control even without a taser. You know, I had this video. I didn't play it, but I was going to play it on Friday. I forgot all about it. This 15-year-old girl, I don't know if she was a subordinate. She's probably a wise ass, whatever. She's in a cell and the cop's looking at her and she kicks her shoe at the cop. A shoe, a sneaker. We've all had a sneaker thrown at us at one time in our lives. What does this cop do? He runs in, he bashes her head into the wall, bashes her head on the floor, and then punches her in the face two or three times as another cop comes in and cuffs her. It's disgusting. It's out of control. It's despicable. And you know what? I'm going to find that clip. We're going to play it on the other side. We're going to get to even more news, take more calls, 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior 3-hour news blitz with my favorite people out there, my fans, my listeners. Love you guys. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and go watch the EMT dash cam over at theinfowarrior.com right now.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Jason Burmes. And before I change subjects in just a moment, I do want to show this video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You think I'm lying that this 15-year-old girl got slammed into her head, slammed into a wall, punched in the face twice for kicking her shoe at God, at the Lord. Let's hit it. Let's just hit the clip, and I'll do the play-by-play as it goes. You got it? J-Ron hit it. All right, so here we go. Girl's sitting there. Hey, how you doing? I'm not very happy that I'm being cuffed. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Oh, she's taken out. She doesn't have any cuffs on right here. Says something. Kicks her shoe. One shoe. Boom. This guy runs in, punches her in the face, slams her head into the wall. Down she goes. Head on the ground. One punch. And then a right hook and another right hook. Two punches. Why punch her in the face twice after you slammed her head into a wall, you scumbag? Unbelievable. So if you watched it, there it is. By the way, again, the EMT video is up on theinfowarrior.com. Top story. Posted it yesterday. Wanted to play it. There's a couple curse words, and the cop is out of control right off the bat. Totally, oh, I am all powerful. I am the man. How dare you question my authority? Just cursing, getting in the face of this other guy who's trying to transport a patient. Can't believe. He's like, I don't need these hand gestures. I don't need this bleep. I mean, the guy is on paid leave right now. He needs to be fired, and he needs to stop receiving a government paycheck. The taxpayers pay his salary. Why? He's abusing his power. He's pulling over ambulances with sick women in the back and then trying to arrest the EMT because he thinks he's God. He thinks he has all the authority in the world. He's a power-hungry nutcase. That's what he is. Oh, let's see. Let's go to Jason in Illinois. Jason, you're on the line. Yes, Jason.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment. There was a woman who actually made a comment about David Icke earlier.
Okay.
Listen, I'm a Prison Planet member, obviously. I'm watching the show, and I donated on the money bomb. So I'm saying this with all due respect and as humbly as I possibly can.
Not a fan of the Icke and the lizard people, right?
You know what? That stuff has no place. We scratch, scrape, and claw for every bit of respect and credibility in this movement. That stuff has no freaking place whatsoever. You know what it is, though?
Here's the deal. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Icke either. I have read some of his material. You know, I have read some of his material. You know, obviously everybody out there knows, you know, my feelings on the reptilians and the Anunnaki and all that stuff. I think a lot of it's metaphorical. I have not seen any physical evidence of, you know, interdimensional shape-shifting lizard people. Let me say this, though. David Icke will not bring that stuff up on the show unless prompted by a caller. 90% of his stuff is good. You know, Alex Jones years ago called it the turd in the punch bowl. Ever since that, you know, him and Icke had kind of an on and off again relationship. They've kind of reconciled. He does bring in a huge audience. It's kind of like, you know, Alex Jones goes on, Coast to Coast AM. What do they talk about? They talk about aliens, UFOs. They talk about paranormal experiences, out of body, you know, psychics. Yeah, all that stuff. You know, a lot of stuff that I totally believe is 100% Johnny nonsense. However, how many times do you hear somebody call into the show and say, yeah, you know, I got turned on to you a couple months ago from Coast to Coast. So, you know, my feeling on that is as long as he's not going to get into it, he brings other people into our material and maybe they can get over kind of. There are always those people that are kind of attracted to the exotic, you know. I think that's why, you know, other than COINTELPRO, you see people who promote no planes or laser weaponry. You know, there are those people out there. It's unfortunate that we get pigeonholed into that kind of a movement when there are people like Alex Jones and myself that, you know, go to the documents, go to the videotape, go to the photographic evidence. I'm going to hold you over so we can further illustrate the point. However, we are pro-free speech, and if there's one thing about Icke, you know, he's not a Nazi, at least. You know, he's actually a pretty decent guy. We're going to come back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. a truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
We are back. And before I go back to Jason, I kind of want to tell this story about a young patriot in Oneonta that I knew while I was working on Loose Change. And even before that, kind of knew him. He was hung out at the bar next to the pizza joint I used to work in at night. And we would have drinks and get to talking, whatever. And one of his big things was he was not an Ike supporter either. And I think it was back in 05, 06 we were talking. He's like, and if he has Ike on that show, I'm sorry. You know, I really love it, but I'm going to cancel my PrisonPlanet.tv membership. I hope he had a change of heart. Because in some cases, I almost feel like it's a necessary evil at one point. You know, Alex Jones obviously being the top of the Patriot movement, but, you know, David Icke fills up, you know, big lecture halls. You know, he does world tours. His books sell. So if, again, if we can bring those people in who are obviously open-minded and maybe hone their energies into what's real and what we can change, because let's face it, let's say David Icke is real for a second. Let's just go off the deep end for a minute. If it really is fourth dimensional lizard people that live off of our fear, we're pretty screwed, man. I don't know if we can overcome that. I don't know if we can win from that. I am trying to stick to the legislation. I am trying to stick to the police state. I am trying to stick to the bills that are out there. I am trying to stick to the physical and, you know, documented evidence of 9/11 truth and that sort of thing. But again, you know, there are those people that just want to grab at the exotic. They're, for some reason, you know, monster hunters and UFO hunters are big shows on sci-fi and the History Channel. You know, there is a market for that, and some people tap into it. And, you know, I want to, first of all, you know, I used to be into UFOs when I was younger. I used to watch all the specials on them. I still think it's a super interesting subject, but I don't necessarily believe in extraterrestrials after looking at all the evidence. However, I would like to bring in the people that think that, you know, the Disclosure Project and all this stuff is 100% real, because we need them to again, focus on the real issues and focus their energy into something positive, like becoming a member of We Are Change, you know, going to their city council meetings, thinking that they could be a House representative or a state senator or a city council member or the local mayor and that sort of thing. So go ahead. I'm going to give you the floor.
That's a good point. The only thing is you know,
I know it's tough. Listen, I understand. It's almost cartoonish tough.
Yeah, well, you got them with you next to you, and then all of a sudden they spout out that that guy might be a lizard on camera, and that's going to ruin our credibility.
You know what? I don't like those people either, and you know what? I agree in full. I mean, if you're going to go do an actual video confrontation, let's stay away from most of the esoteric stuff. You know, the farthest that I go on any of that stuff, at least in an interview or anything like that, is the Bohemian Grove, because I don't feel like I need to go any farther. I don't need to say, you know, you sacrifice babies in the woods. You do a mock occult sacrifice when you say you're a Christian conservative and you have an owl god as a logo. Yeah, that's enough for me. That should be flipping people out right there. Why do you have to take it 12 steps further that you can't prove? And that's why I try to turn people on to the America's Secret Beginnings series and that type of thing. But then, you know, I remember reading comic books as a kid, and Image Comics recently did a series called New World Order, and it literally, you know, I read the first issue. It was over at SMT Studios last September 11th while I was down there. And it starts right off with the lizard people, and they have Jordan Maxwell in the back. And I think Jordan Maxwell does an incredible amount of good work. However, I don't agree with Jordan Maxwell on a variety of issues. You know, does that mean that I'm going to... I'm sure you don't either. You know, there are some things out there I think that he's just a little off. Look, no one's perfect. No one's going to get it 100% right. But if we can bring more people into this movement, I'm for it, as long as it's in a nonviolent, peaceful manner. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Can I make a call one last thing?
You got it.
I want to put something out there right now. Maybe there's some representatives and some legislators listening. How many more people have to die by the hands of cops and tasers before there's some legislation against these damn things?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And you know what? The other story that I wanted to bring up when that caller called in is this DUI suspect that got gunned down Not only tased, he got tased and then shot six times. For what? Being drunk? When did we get to this country where you're...
Non-compliance?
Yeah, where you're non-compliant and you get shot six times. I mean, the guy didn't pull a gun or a weapon. You know, what's the deal? Why are we shooting people who are inebriated? The guy probably didn't even know what was going on if he was as drunk as they say. I thank you for the call, brother. We're going to come back, take more calls, 866-582-9933. It's the InfoWars. Go check out PrisonPlanet.tv and, of course, InfoWars.com.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, when you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be.
You know, I thought about playing a clip from MSNBC where Olbermann starts saying that DHS was right and the best work they've done was this extremism lexicon, but he won't bring up anything really other than the Nazi extremism that they warned about. Listen, people are saying that there's terror on the rise and da 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 da. No! Listen, back in the 70s and 80s, there were attempts on people's lives all the time. Just because we saw less of that in the 90s and now doesn't mean it doesn't have a history. And it wasn't terrorism back then. It was lone nuts or really just unorganized groups. And, you know, I've got to read headlines like this out of Yahoo. Holocaust museum shooting, other recent attacks prove domestic extremism a threat. Well, domestic extremism on a Nazi level or a nut level has always been a threat. There are always going to be crazies out there. But to paint everybody in this report like anti-abortionists or anti-illegal immigrants or lone wolf extremists or hacktivists or anti-technology people is outrageous. Is outrageous. Let me say it again. It's outrageous. And, I mean, they say a month before suspected white supremacist. There's no suspecting. This guy was a white supremacist. A month before the guy walked into the Holocaust Museum Memorial in downtown Washington and opened fire, the Department of Homeland Security warned that domestic right-wing extremists was the most pressing domestic threat in the country. Now, that's just a lie. Number one, that report dated from March. So we're looking at April, May into June, 2.5, 3 months old. And it only came out in March because we broke it here, and we didn't get any credit for it in the mainstream media, and some people did latch onto it and tell the truth. Let me ask you something. If domestic extremism and Nazis are such a problem in this country, and by the way, you know, I'm not for them, why are we recruiting them for the military? Let me repeat that. Why are we recruiting them for the military? This is out of Salon.com, and it is a six-page article about how we like to recruit Nazis, and we'll take what we can get in the U.S. military. So yeah, let's train white supremacist nut jobs with our military. Let's arm them and then bring them overseas to go kill brown people. They'll be more than happy to do it for us, and that's what the military thinks. They're like, these guys are already aggressive. They're already somewhat trained in combat, and they're willing to kill everybody that isn't white. Good thing we're not going into any white nations right now. And we're not ready to clamp down on the American people just yet. But when we do, they'll be good too, because, you know, they'll probably be going after we'll send them to the poorer neighborhoods. We'll send them into the ethnic communities. Neo-Nazis are in the army now. Why the U.S. military is ignoring its own regulations and permitting white supremacists to join its ranks. Again, it's out of Salon.com. On a muggy Florida evening in 2008, I met with Iraq war veteran Forrest Fogarty in the Wing House, a little bar restaurant on the outskirts of Tampa, his favorite hangout. He told me on the phone I would recognize him by his skinhead. Sure enough, when I spot a white guy at a table by the door with a shaved head, white tank top, and bulging muscles, I know it can only be him. Over a plate of chicken wings, he tells me about his path into the white power movement. I was 14 when I decided I wanted to be a Nazi. That's lovely. 14, decided to be a Nazi. He says at first high school near Los Angeles, he was bullied by black and Latino kids. Look, I got bullied as a kid too. You know what you do? You punch him back in the mouth. You kick him in the sternum. You stand up for yourself. You don't even understand how many beatings I took in high school. I had a big mouth. You know, some of them deserve, some of them not. But I always stood up for myself. You know, whether I had a big black eye or a swollen face or I came out the loser, I wasn't going to let somebody, you know, physically intimidate me. It didn't matter if it was a group of kids. You know, I'm throwing punches. And I never, you know, that didn't make me hate white people. You know, because I was attacked by white guys. You know what made me hate? Jerks. You know, arrogant bullies. I couldn't ever stand a bully. In fact, I would get in more fights, not only because of my mouth, but for sticking up for other poor kids and other, you know, little defenseless kids that were getting picked on. You know, I couldn't stand that either. When I saw someone big just picking on somebody and just slapping them around, it just made me sick. You know, who does stand up for the little guy? Well, you got to stand up for yourself first. And again, these people, they like them in the military. At his first high school near Los Angeles, he was bullied by black and Latino kids. That's when he first heard of Screwdriver, a band he calls the godfather of the white power movement. I became obsessed, he says. He had an image from one of Screwdriver album covers, a Viking carrying a staff, an icon among white nationalists, tattooed on his left forearm. Soon after, he had a Celtic cross, an Irish symbol appropriated by neo-Nazis, emblazoned on his stomach. At 15, Fogarty moved in with his dad at Tampa, where he started picking fights with groups of black kids at his new school. So by 15, he becomes the bully. You see how the psychology works? This kid, you know, he just wants to hate. Get over your hate, guys. Seriously. You know, I'm not Mr. Peacenik. I'm not Mr. Kumbaya. I'm not Mr. Let's Hug It Out. But let's be reasonable about it. You know, violence should only be used in the most extreme of circumstances. In the most extreme of circumstances, not because of the color of someone's skin or the religion that they happen to choose or the region they happen to reside in or originate from. But it doesn't matter. Our military loves it because these guys are juiced up and ready to kill. The military ran in Fogarty's family. His grandfather had served during World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and his dad had been a Marine in Vietnam. At 22, Fogarty resolved to follow in their footsteps. I wanted to serve my country. Now, they say Army regulations prohibit soldiers from participating in racist groups, and recruiters are instructed to keep an eye out for suspicious tattoos. Before signing on the dotted line, enlistees are required to explain any tattoos. At a Tampa recruitment office, though, Fogarty sailed right through the sign-up process. They just told me to write an explanation of each tattoo, and I made up some stuff, and that was that. So they obviously warn him, listen, those tattoos are going to give you some problems. Just write down this, this, and this, and everything will be okay. Soon, he was posted to Fort Stewart in Georgia and became part of the 3rd Infantry Division. Fogarty's ex-girlfriend, intent on destroying his new military career, sent a dossier of photographs to Fort Stewart. The photographs showed Fogarty attending white supremacist rallies and performing with his band, Attack. They hauled me before some sort of committee and showed me the pictures, Fogarty said. I just denied them and said my girlfriend was a spiteful bezenich. He adds, they knew what I was about, but they let it go because I'm a great soldier. Again, they like the killers. They like the people that are going to go in there. Here it is, right here. Listen to what he says. This is what they love. I hate Arabs more than anybody. For the simple fact I've served over there and see how they live, he tells me, they're just a backwards people. Them and the Jews are just disgusting people as far as I'm concerned. Their customs, everything to do with the Middle East, is just repugnant to me. Need I say more? I mean, I could read you the 6-page article. I mean, he's not the only guy in the military rocking Nazi fatigues, into Nazism, into killing people. That's what they like. They like people that are going to take orders and kill brown people. I'll say it again. All right, let's jump to some more calls. Let's go to Mac in Alabama. Mac, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Jason, pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the working class hero coming into this because I was wanting to talk to you about some crazy hippie stuff, and John Lennon is a good man to talk about serious, crazy hippie stuff, right?
All right, all right. Even though that's a Green Day cover of it. I like both versions. Green Day version's pretty good.
Zeitgeist and Peter Joseph, I know you and Alex Jones don't seem to enjoy the points that are made in those films, but I want to...
Well, let me stop you. I really enjoy the first one, okay? I really do. And I even like the first section a lot more than a lot of people in the movement. Not because it says that Jesus Christ doesn't exist, but it really does show how sun worship and other pagan rituals and astrology was amalgamated into major religions, including Christianity. And it kind of gives you an overlook into the similarities and organized religion in general. So I love Zeitgeist, the first one. Second one is where I have problems.
Addendum is the one that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, all right. Well, and again, I really like the first half of Addendum. It's the second half that I have big problems with. Go ahead.
Well, John Perkins, I'm sure you guys are familiar with his work.
In fact, John Perkins, let me just say, he's going to be in the second Obama deception film, and the Economic Hitman book is now making its rounds around the office as they gear up for that interview. So get ready for that in the next Obama film.
That's awesome. He's, he gets right to the point of what, one of the major symptoms of what's going on in our world and our society as a whole, and how money is used as this tool, as this weapon, because we allow one group of people to just print it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the solutions provided in Zeitgeist Addendum is what I think you guys have problems with, but I'd like to just say I think they're a good goal. I think they're a grand, optimistic.
But here's the thing, it's kind of like, hold on, I don't think it's an overachieving goal. But listen, all right, here's the deal. Let me pose what he says, okay? Now, he says that scarcity is pretty much the root of all problems. Now, I will not argue that scarcity is a way to rise people up against one another. It's a way to keep people in turmoil, order out of chaos. I'm not saying that scarcity isn't used as a tool of the elites to provoke wars and whatnot. It absolutely is. But it is not.
It's the appearance of scarcity.
Well, it is kind of the appearance because we could feed everybody. We could clothe everybody. We could put everybody in a home. There's no doubt about it.
Roll over, Hermes. That we could feed everyone is not a point that we can all just roll over.
I agree. I'm not against helping other nations. I'm not against working with other nations. Okay. But when you start talking about we need no government, everybody has to live the same, everybody's got to, if you look at those little videos that he puts in there, everybody's bald and, they're all in the same suit. That is the plan of the New World Order. They want a one-world government. They want a one-world society. And I don't think that that's the answer. And I'm going to tell you right now.
Point, Dan.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you this also.
But the elimination of money, or at least the elimination of a fractional reserve system where we get rid of the people that can just print it.
I'm with that.
What Paul is doing is an audit. And we need to get down to some real, let's get rid of money.
But that's a step, man. The audit is a step Because not everybody's informed like me and you.
Right.
You know, most people, again, can't tell me the three branches of government in this country. Okay. They really can't tell you what the Federal Reserve does or the Federal Reserve Board, or they probably can't. Alan Greenspan's been so far out of it, people probably don't even know who he is anymore on the general public.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that that's a step to get people, you know, awakened to the fact that we don't need a fractional reserve banking system. I'm going to hold you over because I want to make a few more points about the film. Listen, again, the first half of that movie is amazing. But when you start getting into, you know, a one-world society, no matter how well-intentioned, that's the plan of the elites. And they're going to offer you, you know, a soft, happy new world order, one for the slave class that seems good. And then they're going to show you the mean, you know, very outward new world order as well. We'll be back after this.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Back home, I search for fun. years and years I roamed. I gazed up, gazed and stared. We must have million years. I must have died alone, a long, long time ago. Who knows?
Now I want to make one more point about Zeitgeist Addendum. And then just kind of drop the subject altogether. Because, again, I do appreciate a lot. The first half of the movie explaining the Federal Reserve and the fractional reserve banking system is excellent. And I do really like the first one. I had Peter Joseph on my old program, Louder Than Words Radio, back in either 05 or 06 for a full hour. It was a great show. I invited him on this program for 2 hours. He refused to come on. You know, he doesn't want to come on my show. He referred to me and Alex as Beavis and Butthead. When we talked about Zeitgeist Addendum when it first came out, I was probably one of the first people to actually watch the film. I was waiting for it. You know what I mean? I watched it the first day it hit the internet. And I think the other thing that I really don't appreciate about it, and I think probably a lot of people are going to be shocked by this, my secular nature, and, you know, I'm not into religion, is the way that he attacks all religions and says that we need to get rid of all these religions. And I don't think that that's the answer either. You know, you talk about scarcity, but he also says that all these people have to drop their dogmas. And you're familiar with the final scene of the film, right, Mac?
Yes.
Where, you know, people are dropping their crosses.
Yes.
And people are dropping their crosses and dropping their yarmulkes and dropping their, you know, their Muslim headgear. I don't want to insult the Muslims.
You're so right about so many of the points that you're making. You're absolutely dead on.
And I want to get him on so we can have an open...
It's a movie that makes people think, and it's a movie that makes people think about money and what money truly is. And how we need to change it. One other point I wanted to make is you've got the people who have the mentality, and people our age need to look at Waco, but we have the people who have the mentality to do something like Waco, and now they have flying turrets controlled by Xboxes. The way to fight them, like you made the point earlier, is not going to be let's stand up and fight. We have to use another weapon against these people, and the weapon they've used against us for over 1,000 years is money.
Well, listen, I don't disagree. The way that they've been able to manipulate the monetary system is not a huge problem if it's not the number one issue. In fact, I really do think that that probably is the number one issue. The way they've been able to work lobbyist dollars into Congress, you know, they've basically been able to make money the ruler of everything. You know, government and money used to be pretty separate. You know, everybody used to get equal time. Corporations couldn't donate as much as they can now. Lobbyists didn't even exist. You know, those were kind of formed in the 40s and 50s. And it's money that does fuel that. However,
Central Bank of England a long time before that.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I'm talking about in this country when it started to really get out of control with the military-industrial complex. Not that money has always been used to bribe people. You know, people are people. We have our issues. There's no one that's perfect out there. You know, you can succumb to temptation.
It systemically corrupts the system, though, is I think the point that Zeitgeist makes really well.
Let me say this, though.
At the very bottom of the system, we have a corruption.
Man is corrupt, bro. Without money, there is always, and I want to make this last point, Mac.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, brother. Someone is always going to want to bang your wife, okay? Somebody is always going to want the car that you drive. Someone's always going to say, I want those sneakers. You know what I mean? As long as we have a culture where we put value on different things, in other words, you know, fashion or video games or the type of movies you want to watch or the type of girlfriend you have, people are going to compete. And at one level, I do believe competition is good. It has people leap over each other. You know, that doesn't mean there isn't time to work together. I just think that it's pie in the sky. And when, you know, Alex talked to Peter Joseph and had him on the show, and he said, well, what happens if I don't want to do this? And he says, well, you'll have to be re-educated. Now, who decides who needs to be re-educated? And then who decides the curriculum? I have a big problem with that. And then on top of that, let me say this. You know, he acts like we need to drop all these religions. This is the first point that I was going to make. But if you look at it at the top, the elite have their own religion. You know, there's a reason that they're out in the Bohemian Grove doing the cremation of care ritual. There's a reason that some of these goofy guys get dressed up in druidic outfits and care about the summer and winter solstice. So at the top, at the core, remember, the elite are religious. So to say that religion itself is the enemy and that scarcity is the enemy, I think you really overlook some of man's, you know, I don't even know how to put it, man's nature, I guess. The nature of man is, again, double-edged, just like anything. Empower or enslave. We can be good, we can be evil. And I think those two things exist. And that's something that Peter Joseph doesn't believe exists. You know, he'll tell you that there is abhorrent behavior, but there's no evil. I disagree. There is evil out there. You know, like, whether it's an abstract idea or not, you know, somebody who looks at a young boy and says, oh, this is really turning me on. I got a real sexual appetite for this kid. Then acts on it. That's an evil dude,
man.
I want to see that guy put in prison forever. There needs to be prisons, you know. There needs to be some kind of regulatory system. There needs to be some kind of order, okay? I don't want to use the term, you know, new world order or order out of chaos, but we do need some kind of rule of law and order. People will be out of control. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Segment here. I could probably go off on Zeitgeist Addendum all night. I mean, I just think to myself how ludicrous some of those solutions are. You know, another solution that I just don't think is possible is he acts like the elite are going to have to join us, that they're just going to give everybody this free technology. I got news for people out there. Okay. Zero point energy really does exist. It's called the sun. And electromagnetics are out there that also create zero-point energy. And there's a ton of alternative fuels out there. They don't want us to have it. They want to be able to control everything about our lives. That's why you're seeing climate laws add to police workload out in Australia. That's right. They're already there to be carbon cops. Exclusive frontline police will be forced to become carbon cops under the government's blueprint to cut greenhouse emissions. Here you go. It's right here. Herald Sun. That's reality. They're openly talking about what Alex Jones talked about in 97 in America Destroyed by Design. Big ideas. Enact a mileage tax. And the government is trying to propose a bill right now where if you turn in your car, your big gas guzzling, bad pollutant car, you'll get a $4,500 government waiver, the biggest one out there, one of those little checks, on your next more fuel efficient vehicle. And I'm not saying we don't need to get into alternative fuels. I'm not saying we don't pollute the world on some level. We do. Again, I've flown into California before. I can tell you that obviously there's some pollution there. There's some problems with what's going into the water. But to guilt the world populace into believing we're responsible for global warming is not only a joke, it's a sick one. So that's my piece on that. We're going to go to a clip of Bill Maher in this segment talking about his disappointment in Obama. I don't know if he's ever actually going to come around, but I think that this is a good segment and the kids out there should check it out. All right, let's go to who's next. Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey,
yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
Ah, well, you know, I like to put in a bit of humor. This is not the main point I called about.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't mean to make light of the fact that depleted uranium is not only killing our troops and causing massive birth defects for us. Our troops don't have to stay there continuously, as do the indigenous people. Anyone that can afford to move out has. But I have this little pipe nightmare that I thought might work well for some skit like Mad TV or Saturday Night Live where, you know, it's like, sometime in the future, there's this generation of kind of a Persian X-Men with Ahmadinejad as the equivalent of Dr. Xavier, where they've got these mutant powers and they come over here to extract revenge on the people that lied to us.
Yeah, but that's not what's really going to happen. Is, you know, I had someone call in not familiar with the DU on Friday's show. You know, she was talking about her son in the military and how he had told her about it. And I'm telling you, there's a video out there, and go check. You know what? Maybe we'll play it on the show. You type in alien baby, okay?
Oh, boy.
And when I saw this thing, I was like, that cannot be real. That looks like a puppet. That cannot be real. And then they start zooming in on it, and it is a green baby with red eyeballs, and I don't even know how to describe the mouth, but it is a baby that is deformed from DU poisoning. It is not an alien. It is the nightmare.
I don't mean to make light of people suffering.
I'm not. I appreciate the joke, my man. But listen, this ain't comic books. This ain't Radioactive Man on The Simpsons. You dump yourself in radioactive material, you're going to die, and you're going to die a painful death. And if you do live,
a very small minority may develop into something that would not otherwise be. But that's, like I say, that's not the real reason why I called. A friend of mine, I don't know if I've mentioned you before, I have this friend that he was, he's like, you're the only American I've ever dealt with that understands that there's the Ashkenazis that are, or the Khazarians that are, they're not really of a Semitic lineage. Mm-hmm. And this guy, like I say, he's a Palestinian Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, the thing is, he's been very friendly towards me because there's most people that practice the Jewish faith. Mm-hmm. Look at what's going on and saying, what do you mean anti-Semitic? We oppose this.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
We don't want our faith being associated with this genocidal, racist, apartheid policy. And do they get airtime? And the answer is no. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm trying to basically, you know, I want to prepare articles for like the Pakistani Daily and other websites to say, look, we, the American people, have been trying to disentangle from this. It was over 2-1. Now it's over 4-1 disapprove of this ongoing occupation. And what we found is that politicians are not to be trusted.
Well,
and,
let's be real, man. AIPAC is a huge lobby. You know, I'll talk about AIPAC. People accuse me
of incredibly corrupt.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have a huge hand in Washington, and no one is denying that. And, you know, again, when someone calls in like yourself and you're intelligent, you're informed, you're not attacking a race of people or a gender of people, you know, I'm down with that. You know, Israel is unfortunately one of the biggest war criminals on the world stage at this point out of any other nation. And the people that run the
go ahead. As long as we're clear of the distinction, and I tried to explain this to this guy who's got a radio program, and he's there. I try to explain there's a difference between Zionist, the idea that the children of Israel should have a homeland, and then I have to coin an entirely different term for when the Muslim world uses the word Zionist, it's more accurately called Zio-Nazi. Because the Zio-Nazi practice of oppression and tyranny, and that's what, you know, it's like, when so when Westerners hear, well, they're against Zionism, they're against the children of Israel having a homeland, it's like, wait a minute, all of this violence going on in it's not going on in Israel, it's going on in the occupied territories where Israel goes out and creates all kinds of problems in the land they're illegally occupying. And, of course, the Western press does not explain this is Palestinian territory where all this is happening.
Well, I think the Western press is totally and completely out of control and totally and completely biased and one-sided, especially on that issue. And it's not a surprise because, I mean, the AIPAC lobby is actually pretty visible to anybody with eyes who can see. I appreciate the call, sir. Let's jump to who we on here. I believe we are on Michael in Chicago. Michael, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
I this is kind of off the subject. I hear you talking about UFOs and stuff like that every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I do not mean to sound racist in this, and it's not even a racial statement. I'm just, you know, saying this, but I've seen things in the skies of Chicago, not the outskirts, but the actual city that defy everything I've seen in comic books, movies, all of it. And I'm an illustrator. I know real life physics when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you should jump off the subject of what you're doing. So what you and Alex are doing are so important.
But how is that racist? How would I ever interpret that as racism?
Because normally growing up, I would hear that it's usually white people from the boondocks that hear this kind of stuff. You know,
I would think that's nonsense. Dude, listen, I think it's a very unbelievable subject in the fact that it is amazingly documented. It looks like, you know, some of these are actually craft. I've looked at the alternative explanations that they're somehow earth lights or they might be, you know, military. I think a lot of them are military, in fact, reverse engineered. I don't know. I'm just very weary of the Disclosure Project because the guy that heads it up, I mean, look, I don't usually accuse people of being a spook, and I don't know if this guy is a spook, but the way that he acts and the confrontation he had with Colorado, We Are Changed. And I watched the entire I think it was back in 2000 or 2001 when they had that National Press Club Disclosure Project thing. It was like 2.5 hours. I watched the entire thing. You know, I watch all this stuff. I've watched NASA UFOs. I think that that's probably the most compelling evidence that UFOs actually do exist and they are outside of this world. It's just that, again, you get into that and then all of a sudden you get into little gray aliens and you start getting into people saying that they're abducted and you get into like Whitley Strieber stuff from Communion. Yeah, exactly. And people take it over the top. There is no, and by the way, I've read the Majestic 12 documents that are supposedly, you know, some people say they're a hoax, some people say they're real. Either way, I encourage people to check out the information. I mean, if they are real, it's incredible. But until I can actually prove something, I kind of stay away from that subject matter because in the overall importance of everything, I don't know how important that is. And if it is the most important subject, let's say, you know, aliens are our overlords or they're getting ready to invade. I don't know if there's much that Jason Burmes can do about that. So, you know, I know that there's stuff that I can get out there and people are going to take action, you know, such as the Mayak report or when I report that Glenn Beck is outwardly lying about people, I know he's going to get calls. You know, if I'm reporting that the tasers are being used to kill people, you know, I know more people are going to run for office or call their local legislator and say, hey, we got to do something about this. I know when I show a video of an EMT officer attacked by a police officer that police officer's you know, sergeant or lieutenant is going to get called and there is going to be some action taken. So that's why I kind of stay away from that esoteric weird stuff. But at the same time, I'm very open-minded and I love to check everything out. I thank you for the call. We are going to go to this Bill Maher video. This is from Real Time. And again, I used to watch Bill Maher almost religiously when he was on ABC and he had Politically Incorrect. He was one of my favorite political pundits. Again, that was when I was really stuck in this right-left paradigm. And even during the Bush administration, even though he was pretty harsh to 9/11 truthers there during the end, I would still pick it up every once in a while because he'd have people like Mos Def, who were notorious 9/11 truthers, on. And I forget who the guy is. I mean, he's a black gentleman. He's a scholar. He had a space bigger than mine when I had one. And he's got crazy hair. And he also said, you know, I wouldn't put it past them either. He's like, I don't think they did it, but I wouldn't put it past them. Meanwhile, he's sitting next to Salman Rushdie, who got, you know, who was restricted from flying for some reason during the time that 9/11 happened. So let's play it. It's Bill Maher on the Obama administration.
Because the press is willing to make a fuss about every aspect of your life doesn't mean you have to take them up on it. You don't have to be on television every minute of every day. You're the president, not a rerun of Law and Order. Every time I turn on the TV, there's Obama. He's getting a puppy. He's eating a cheeseburger with Joe Biden. He's doing his retard hunk on Leno. He's taking Michelle to Broadway and then to Paris. Oh, it's the best season of The Bachelor yet. Oh. I get it. You love being on TV. I love my bong, but I take it out of my mouth once in a while. Right. The other day, I caught myself saying to a friend, don't tell me if he's fixed the economy yet. I'm TiVoing it. Now, remember during the campaign when John McCain attacked Obama for acting like a celebrity and we all laughed at the grumpy old shell-shocked fool? Well, it turns out he was right. It's getting to where you can't turn on your TV without seeing Obama. Who does he think he is, Dick Cheney? I was willing to give the guy the benefit of the doubt until I saw him take Brian Williams on a tour of his house, like they do on Cribs. And at the end of Obama's bed, there was a teleprompter. And it said, who's your daddy? I mean, selling the personal part to stay popular, I'm all for it. But, hey, you got us already. We like you. We really like you.
All right, let's stop the clip right there. All right, so there he is, you know, basically saying the cult of personality, but not being as hardcore as he should. See, this was a big promotion. He's still going to be on the TV. We were reporting on that type of thing months and months ago when we were seeing the Obama coin and the Obama commemorative plate, and I talk about it every night when I'm in Walmart and there's five different Obama posters and there's an Obama plaque and be part of history. Own this coin with Obama and JFK on it. Excuse me? Obama and JFK? What has he done? He hasn't done anything. He isn't a great man. He's a great reader. He's a good speaker. He's a cult of personality that the elite have pushed forward to promote their agenda. And speaking of the elite and politicians in general, I did want to read this. This is out of LA Times. Okay. Again, politicians and serial killers share certain behavioral traits. Using his law enforcement experience and data drawn from the FBI's behavioral analysis unit, Jim Corey has collected a series of personality traits common to a couple of professions. Corey, who's a vice president of the National Association of Chiefs of Police, has assembled traits such as superficial charm, an exaggerating sense of self-worth, glibness, lying, lack of remorse, and manipulation of others. These traits, Corey points out in his analysis, are common to psychopathic serial killers. But, and here's the part that may spark some controversy and defensive discussion, these traits are also common to American politicians. No, world politicians. Let's be real. This isn't an American problem. This is a global problem. And I think that this is a great, great article. People can go read it, but it really lays it out. Again, not shocking. These guys lie to us every day. They actually are responsible for genocide on many levels. People thought that Pelosi was going to come in and stop the war and charge Bush with war crimes. No, she's a tool. She's a part of this quote-unquote New World Order system. When she was sworn in, I can't make this stuff up, when she was sworn in as Speaker of the House, she mentioned the back of the dollar bill and Novos Ordos Seclorum and how great it was and how we needed a new world. And that's what this is about. All right, let's jump to another caller. Let's go to Eric in Illinois. Eric, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, bro?
Hey. I wanted to bring up, you were talking about Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a Lincolnite. You know, he studied all the Lincoln policies,
mm-hmm.
like martial law.
Mm-hmm. Stopping the press.
I don't know if a lot of people who celebrate Lincoln as a saint, they really need to start doing some big time research on him.
Well, problem is that, you know, in the indoctrination centers, they paint the picture not only, you know, that the Civil War was just about race, and obviously there were huge other issues in the Civil War, but that Lincoln was the guy that freed the slaves. And, you know, I took AP history, And my teacher was rather blunt and said, you know, Lincoln didn't free a single slave, and he wasn't necessarily against, you know, slavery and wasn't ready to free anybody. It was a totally different deal. And, you know, he actually did, you know, put down the press and declare martial law and did some pretty big executive power types things. But, you know, normally most people see Lincoln as, you know, the first step towards, you know, the integration of, you know, an ethnic society where blacks were treated as human beings finally. And I'm all for that. But, you know, Lincoln didn't have much to do with it. But unfortunately, again, he's so associated with freeing slaves and the civil rights movement that people are kind of just tricked into him being a saint.
Oh, yeah. He had people imprisoned on the Congress floor because they disagreed with his policies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing, too, is that a lot of people think, well, slavery was all in the South. But they better back up and regroup because there was slavery in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, there's slavery all over the country. The fact of the matter is that it was more concentrated in the South because of the crops that they were growing.
Oh, yeah, it was more concentrated.
Yeah, well, because, again, the crops that they were growing and the cotton fields and that sort of thing, you didn't see the climate up in the North where they could actually do that sort of thing. But, you know, people are so – they want heroes, you know what I mean? And history, the way it's taught in school, provides us with those heroes. And, you know, most people just don't think for themselves. They're not willing to read a textbook. They basically know the questions on the test. They might not even get those right, but they know in which light they're painted. And he has really been – I mean, look at President's Day. Who are the two faces you see every time? It's Washington and Lincoln. It's not really President's Day. It's Washington and Lincoln Day.
Well, how about JFK, for instance? I mean, JFK, I think, was our last real president because
I think he was too, but at the same time – for me, I was always under the impression before I woke up that JFK, you know, he wasn't going along with the program, so he was a bad guy. I'm going to get into that on the other side, what I used to think of JFK and what I do now. I thank you for the call. We'll be back after this. It's The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Go check out the blog. It's theinfowarrior.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon, meet you there in Babylon.
You know, back in the day, I was just so blindly patriotic, and I'm patriotic in the, I guess, common sense of the word, where I never questioned my government. I always thought we were the greatest, and, you know, one of my insults to other people is, what are you, a communist? I would use that all the time. In fact, I remember being at Woodstock 99 and just being like, I love this country, I love America, you know, America's number one, we're the best, and blah, 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 we're the greatest country in the world. And when I was younger, with all the JFK worship that was going around, I remember my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Duffy. She was a big JFK fan, loved him. And I always thought to myself, well, if he was so great, why did he get iced? You know, why did he get killed? He must have done something wrong to the country. He must have, you know, made it unsafe for this country. I had no idea that this man, at the end of his career, because he did, you know, serve the elite, you know, rather thoroughly in the beginning. I mean, Joe Kennedy, his father, no saint. Trust me, the Kennedys, no saints. And did some dirty things. But when he did start standing up for the people, when he did start speaking out against secret societies, when he started speaking out against the Federal Reserve banking system, then that was too much. They had to kill this guy, and they killed his brother. They shot his brother right in the back of the head as well. And it wasn't until, you know, I really woke up to these kind of facts that I started seeing the bigger picture. And I think that the last caller is correct. You know, JFK was probably our last president. All right, we're going to go to calls on the other side, but I have so much news. I've got to hit some more news up. Senator hears a science lesson on climate. The independent Senator Steve Fielding was accompanied by four scientists to his meeting with the federal government as it tried to find a last-minute strategy to gain support for its emissions trading scheme. Before the meeting, Senator Fielding said he had an open mind about the link between human activity and global warming. Global warming, quite clearly over the last decade, hasn't been actually occurring, he said. Correct. The senator then added, I also believe there is climate change. Also correct. Just not man-made global warming. Remember, they changed the terminology. They changed the cause. It was chlorofluorocarbons when I was a kid. It was COCs. Oh, don't spray any hairspray. How dare you? You're killing the ozone layer. And now they've changed it to carbon dioxide. Give me a break. So, you know, he's openly saying this doesn't exist, and he had some scientists with him, apparently, that backed up his position. And I, again, encourage people, let me say it again, I highly encourage you to go check out The Great Global Warming Swindle, probably the best thing that the BBC has ever done. And it really lays out what this agenda is about, who is behind it, and it's got some of the leading scientists to speak out against it. It's even got the co-founder of Greenpeace in it. Go see it. It's on the YouTube. It's on the Google. The Great Global Warming Swindle. Now, earlier, I talked about Schwarzenegger terminates school textbooks. There it is right there. It's out of Sky News. This should be a big deal. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is planning to phase out textbooks in schools and use internet text instead. Now, on the surface, this seems like a great plan. That would save, I mean, when you're at a school, you're paying $45 a book at least, especially for those big textbooks. And then you got, 50 students in a classroom. That does add up. The problem is, if they pass the Cybersecurity Act or the Cyberbullying Act and they digitize all media, they will heavily censor what you're able to get off the internet. And it will literally be like the book burnings of the 40s and 50s, because we won't have libraries anymore. They'll be a thing of the past. You won't have a hard copy of almost anything. And even if you do have a hard copy and you upload it to the internet, it'll be contraband or, you know, miscreant information or, you know, propaganda or harmful, and it won't be posted. It won't be accessible to the average citizen. So him trying to phase out textbooks is literally the beginning of rewriting history. It's something out of 1984 where they actually do book burnings on a massive level and information control. And I think that that's what this is about. I mean, if you stop the textbooks, and some of those textbooks are indoctrination centers anyway, you stop those, you really do hit a slippery slope. Looks good on the surface, probably not so good overall. We'll be back after these messages. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
You know, I just have so many stories today. I've covered this stack right here. Now I have two other stacks right here that I'm hoping to cover in this final hour while taking your calls. We've got, I believe, who was our last guy? I think we went to Eric in Illinois. We're on Chris, Ronald, Glenn, Mike, and Ryan, and we're going to hit those up after this segment. British Army launch Start Thinking Soldier live events. Talk about the technocracy. Here it is. Throughout the summer, the British Army is holding a series of live interactive events which will allow the public to put their army skills to the test as never before. See, they want to see who's out in the public, who's good enough to be a soldier, who they can recruit to this next level of military force. Showcased around the country, these live experiences comprise of state-of-the-art 3D virtual technology and manned by real soldiers will bring to life Start Thinking Soldier, a groundbreaking initiative launched by the Army in April, which first gave the public a chance to gain personal insight by participation in a series of online missions. Oh, the events will provide a unique opportunity for individuals to receive valuable personal insights as they are guided through five virtual challenges requiring key Army proficiencies, including physical fitness, mental agility, problem solving, observation, leadership, team building, and decision making. Performance will be logged via RFID wristbands, and attendees will receive a debrief post at the completion of the tasks from Army personnel, giving them valuable feedback on their performance. This is a recruiting tool. It's also a way to acclimate the public to how great the military is. And it's also another way to bring in RFID technology. RFIDs are everywhere. In fact, I want to hit up these other small RFID stories here. Have an RFID chip and a smile. Coca-Cola is running out a self-service beverage dispenser. Freestyle that can mix as many as 100 different drinks from 30 flavor cartridges. Here's where it gets interesting. The machines come equipped with a radio frequency identification chip that will collect data on customers' drinking habits and send the information back to Coke's headquarters to help drive new product development. So using Coca-Cola, using the RFID technology. This one's out of RFID Journal. We touched upon it earlier in the show. Dairy Queen serves up personal discounts with RFID. A Dairy Queen restaurant in Indianapolis region is providing its customers with RFID-enabled loyalty stickers that attach to their phones, thus enabling them to redeem coupons sent to those handsets via a text message. If the system is successful, Dairy Queen intends to expand it to additional restaurants in the region as well as nationwide. You can bet this will go nationwide. The system provided by marketing applications service provider Tetherball is an expansion of a system Dairy Queen has already been using for 20 months. to send discount coupons for several Indianapolis restaurants to the customer's cell phones. International Dairy Queen, Inc., headquartered in Minneapolis, serves more than 5,600 independently owned and operated Dairy Queen stores in the United States, Canada, and other countries. With the RFID enhancement, says Jamie Goose, International Dairy Queen website manager in charge of all digital applications, the restaurant can track the success rates of specific promotions as well as which regions and times of day are the best targets for their promotions and additions. You don't think you're going to be track traced and databased? You don't think so, huh? We already know everything you do on the internet and your cell phone is track traced and databased due to AT&T versus Hepting and the retroactive immunity that was just held up about 11 days ago. 11 days ago in appellate court, they basically said the government is God. And the telecommunications company must help God spy on you. Well, now you're going to be spied on from Dairy Queen and Coca-Cola. And like I said, you know, this is already in place with the Advantage card over at Price Chopper and the likes of that. So we are really entering this grid that is literally from morning, noon to night, every day, every evening, seeing what you do and how you act. Is that what you want? You want Big Brother over your shoulder all the time? You're going to get it. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're ugly like me. I can
I promise to go to calls. I just want to hit two more stories up before I do that. God, there's just so much to cover. I don't know if I'm actually going to be able to cover all the news today. But these are the two I'm going to cover really quickly. There's a lot of people sending me this. I am aware that there is a Northcom drill coming up on the day of Blackjack. If people are not aware of what Blackjack is, it was like this pseudo cartoon series slash comic strip that was in the Telegraph, and it was beyond bizarre. If you type in Jason Burmis or Info Warrior and Blackjack, you'll get a whole thing on it. I go over the entire series. It was a 6-part series in a couple segments. I think I did that about 2 months ago. People really need to check that out. But NORAD and U.S. Northcom exercise planned for mid-June. And I think the big deal is it's June 22nd is when it kicks off on Blackjack. I don't know if there's a correlation. I don't know if there's going to be a false flag attack on the 22nd. I doubt that the way that that was set up, there were a lot of red herrings in there. It was weird because they admitted to government terrorism and they talked about the Amero and FEMA camps, but then they also threw in like pictures of Roswell and Obama, and it was beyond bizarre. I encourage people to go check it out, but I am aware you can stop with the emails. If you really think it's a serious topic, we can call into the show and we can discuss it further, but I wanted to make people aware that I do know about that. And then I thought that this was really odd that no one is really reporting on this, or why isn't this in the news? You notice they've declared level 6. In the United States and the world, level 6 WHO, United Nations, world government, level 6, you have no, you know, rights at all. You have no human freedoms. Individual freedom is dead when level 6 occurs. And we've explained this to you. We've shown you the documentation. It is the pandemic preparedness and planning for influenza document from the WHO's own website. Well, why aren't people making a big deal out of this? I think that this is a little bit more of a big deal. New Mexico boy dies of pneumonic plague. An 8-year-old boy from Santa Fe County, New Mexico, has died from the pneumonic plague, and his 10-year-old sister is undergoing treatment, officials say. The New Mexico Department of Health says they are the first human plague cases this year in the United States. New Mexico's last plague death was in Bernalillo County, which includes Albuquerque, in 2007. I didn't even know the pneumonic plague was still around. How do you get that? How do you die from it? I mean, I guess if you're a young kid or you're an older person, it's a possibility, but you don't hear much about the pneumonic plague, and I think that that might be a bigger issue, perhaps, than piggy flu. And it's really not even pig flu. Again, it's avian flu, human flu, and swine flu. And there's, you know, we've done shows on that. Again, Google the Info Warrior and WHO level 6. There's tons of material. And by the way, if you want to give me tips, because I get most of these tips, the majority of them, from you, the listeners, my Facebook page is now facebook.com/theinfowarrior, and my MySpace page, of course, is myspace.com/JasonBurmis. Now, I would have kept it Jason Burmis both ways, but a fan, thinking that he could save the Jason Burmis moniker for me on Facebook, did take the name, and it's no longer available. The Info Warrior is just as good. So facebook.com/theinfowarrior, myspace.com/JasonBurmis. I promised I'd go to your calls, so let's do it. Chris in Oxford, you're on the line.
Yes. Hi, Jason. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Thanks. I want to start off with saying I am sick and tired of this humanity-hating parasites. You know, the ones that say we have to depopulate the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But there is good news. I am very happy with the Ron Paul audit the Fed bill, the HR, was it 1207?
Yes, it's HR 1207, and at last count on Friday, as far as I knew, it had 222 co-sponsors. It probably has more than that now. I'm just not aware.
I mean, that's just really heartening.
Well, that means that it has to go before Congress. Yes. You know, that means that even if the mainstream media doesn't cover it, and the extent of the coverage has been on CNBC, where they say if they audit the Fed will have to shut down and it'll be utter chaos, so we can't do it. At least we'll have it on C-SPAN. And I think the cool thing about this is I hope that the media does cover it, and I hope that they don't cover it in a disparaging light. I doubt they won't cover it in a disparaging light. But it just gives us more fodder for our films, and especially the Obama Deception 2. I'm not sure what we're naming it yet, but when that comes out, of course we're going to include that congressional hearing. And literally tens of millions of people across the world, If they didn't hear it in the mainstream media, we'll see it in that video, and it will only give it more legitimacy. And it is disgusting that more people aren't jumping on the bandwagon. And it is disgusting that people in your country and my country are talking about depopulation. We're human beings, for God's sakes. You know? I mean, seriously.
Genocide become fashionable. I mean, that's what they're advocating.
You know when it got fashionable? When we got fat, lazy, and into our iPhones and our flat-screen televisions and our sports and our beer. And that's what's important. And people can't tell you how, you know, the parliamentary system works in your country. They can't tell you the three branches of government in our country. They can't even tell you what the board on the Federal Reserve is. You know, they don't know that the Rothschilds have their own estate, their own sovereign nation in the middle of London. You know, people just don't know these things, and they don't want to know them. And that's why it became fashionable all of a sudden to kill a bunch of us. When they put things like Earth 2100 on the television, where they explain that there's going to be quarantines and there's going to be plagues. You know, we're all going to have to drive smaller cars on a rail because the Earth just can't sustain. When they started to push peak oil on us and we started to buy it, when we started to pay $5 a gallon. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, like I said, HR 1207 is really heartening news. It means that finally people are paying attention. And America, I hope, in a few years' time, will not be a war zone, will not be Mad Max, will be a place like people like me can come to for sanctuary.
Well, I agree. I got to ask you, is there any coverage in the media over in the UK on HR 1207, or is it pretty much what you're reading over on Prison Planet and InfoWars?
To be honest, I don't even watch the news here anymore. BBC just sickens me because it's pretty much the Home Office. And ever since that thing, Dr. David Kelly, they just had to toe the government line.
Yeah, that's a really good point. They outwardly murder that guy, David Kelly, who was against the war, said it was all a setup. He says they're going to kill me, and they do. They kill him in the woods, and they act like, what did they have, two inquiries into that, saying it was a suicide?
Yeah, but, you know, they said they had some pills, and he had a slit wrist, but there wasn't any blood from it. And, well, it's so transparent when there's murders here. I mean, for example, do you remember Jean-Charles de Menezes? Due to the 7/7 bombings, he was a Brazilian electrician. He got shot 7 times in the back of the head.
Yeah, in front of people. In front of people. And at first they said it was once or twice. They actually, for people that don't know, and I thank you for the call, Chris, they took this guy, they threw him into the railway car. They got everybody out of the railway car. They made them go into other cars or get out on the subway, and then they pumped 7 bullets into him. 7 bullets into him, into his head. Yeah, that's justice. No jury, no judge, just executioners. The guy wasn't armed. It's out of control, and it's true. And I remember when Alex was first reporting on that, people were saying, oh, Alex, he was violent. Oh, Alex, you're a conspiracy theorist. And it actually came out that it was much worse than what Alex had initially reported. Go check out Terror Storm if you haven't seen it. If you're new to the movement, you need to see that film. I also encourage people to go check out 7/7 Ripple Effect, another great film that's only 60 minutes and it relies solely on the 7/7 bombings. Whereas Terror Storm also goes into when they overthrew Mossadegh. And we have Obama openly admitting now in the Middle East that, yeah, we were a part of Project Ajax and, yeah, we did help overthrow your government. We're sorry. And, you know, 50, 60 years later, they love to come out with their crimes and just like, oh, we're so apologetic. You know, it was like Clinton when he got up on I want to say it was just a normal little press junket thing. And he starts apologizing for the MK Ultra experiments in this country, admitting, yeah, you know, we took innocent people off the street. We did horrid things to them. And it's a dark period in the United States history, but we just need to get over it. Well, I'm not getting over it. People need to be prosecuted. People need to be tried for their crimes. Just because you hold a government position and you think you're your lordship or you're above other people, you're a eugenicist, you really believe that, you know, we need to do this to people, it doesn't make it right. You know, again, there is good and evil in the world, and I think that those are some of the examples out there. Let's go to Ronald in D.C. Ronald, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
How you doing, man? Thank you.
Yeah, man. I was just wondering, when are you going to get that Immortal Technique on your show, man?
I'm trying. You know, I just cannot get a response from the guy. You know what? I'm writing it down. I will try again tomorrow. I would love to have Immortal Technique on, especially, I don't know, I don't think Revolutionary Volume 3 is out yet, is it?
No, it's actually called Third World. You can get it.
No, I have Third World, but that's been out for over a year. I'm waiting for Revolutionary Volume 3. Third World, are you kidding me? I used 2 or 3 of the tracks on my bumper music, man. I think it's awesome. That album's crazy good.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And also, I'm not sure if you heard about the CNN coverage in Europe about the Bilderberg Group. I'm not sure why. I wonder why the U.S. government media outfitters haven't broadcasted it over in the U.S., huh?
Well, you know what? That's CNN International you're talking about, and they might have just done a blurb on it. But I remember back in like 04 or 05, they had John Ronson on to discuss the Bilderberg Group, and John Ronson admitted that they wanted a new world order. And John Ronson is, you know, an author who's pretty critical of some of the claims made by Alex Jones and myself. However, he is also the guy that helped Alex Jones get into the Bohemian Grove back in 2000. He got a deal with the Trio Network, and the Trio Network funded kind of like this this TV series that he turned into a book called Adventures with Extremists. He followed that book up with The Men Who Stare at Goats. And The Men Who Stare at Goats, he basically made that into a TV series too. And that TV series was called Crazy Rulers of the World. I don't necessarily agree with a lot of what Ronson says, but he does put a lot of interesting information out there. And he is a little disingenuous, but I encourage people to check out his work. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Glenn, Mike, Ryan, and more on the other side. It's 866. I can't even remember the number. What is it? 866-582-9933.
Jeez.
I'm losing it. I got 40 minutes to go, and I got a bunch more news I want to hit up, including new leader set for the CDC. It comes as no shock to me that they're replacing some of these, you know, officials at the CDC as they declare pandemic level 6. I wonder why. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWars.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 15th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $935.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $962.06, $481.03 for a half ounce, and $240.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $962.06, $481.03, and $240.52.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds.
They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In between breaks, no rest for the wicked. And, you know, I tell people to go to the Facebook / The Info Warrior, facebook.com/The Info Warrior. And someone just sent me something I had not seen yet. Apparently, Fox and other syndicated stations are now airing commercials for the Western Hemisphere ID cards. These are the national ID cards, and they're running commercials. You know what they're saying while they're running them? Oh, beautiful, for spacious sky. For amber waves of green. I mean, the indoctrination, the brainwashing is out of control. They want to give you a slave card while they supposedly sing songs of freedom. And while the WHO declares pandemic level 6, we get a new leader for the CDC. Why is that? Because some people don't want to go along with the program of forced inoculations. You go over to theinfowarrior.com, you go into the archives, and you will see the Today Show clip where Meredith Vieira discusses a three-spot shot for everybody. A forced three-spot shot for the flu. The piggy flu. Meanwhile, it's got to be 2 weeks ago now on this program, we give you the report that no one's talking about in the mainstream media out of the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota where they get the flu shot. And you're three times more likely to get the flu. Let me repeat that for you. You take the flu shot and you're three times more likely to get the flu. I'm going to slow it down for you. Why would I take a shot that gives me the risk of getting what I'm taking the shot for threefold? Why would I do that? Oh, I know why. Because I'm already fluoridated and poisoned with mercury. And I believe anything the establishment tells me. That's why. All right, let's jump to another caller. Let's go to Glenn in Florida. Glenn, you're on the line.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware of the federal knife ban that's about to take place?
I reported on it in the first segment of the show, my friend. Eight out of ten knives, I think it's June 30th it takes place, correct?
We have until June 21st to have, send a written statement to the federal bureaucracy before this takes place.
Yeah, no, it's out of control. And you know, I reported on it Friday because I had a caller who's in the local media, one of the big affiliates. And he called up and we were discussing the Boy Scouts Explorer program, where they're now being trained from 14 to 17 year olds to quote unquote fight homegrown domestic terrorism. And the example they give is a disgruntled Iraqi war vet who's snipering people. And then you see the pictures and the Explorers program has them fitted with, you know, mock shotguns and mock automatic weapons. And we were actually joking back and forth. The guy jokes with me. He's like, yeah, and I'm surprised that they're even going with the Boy Scouts, seeing that they have a Swiss Army knife. You wouldn't want them to have pocket knives. And we kind of have a ha 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 laugh. And then literally 30 seconds later, my producer Rob Dew walks in with the article out of WorldNet Daily where it says 8 of 10 pocket knives to be banned. I mean, where did we go wrong in this country?
It's basically any one-handed opening knife, which is pretty much all knives, you know, one-handed opening knife, other than your old grandpa-style case knife.
Yeah, why, you know, this is, it's just so ridiculous. You know, I can see maybe why you don't want to have a switchblade out there, because, you know,
a switchblade, but I mean, I don't want to carry a gun around, you know, for self-defense, you know.
No, and you know what, I don't even bring a knife around for self-defense. You know, if I have a pocket knife on, it's to cut a rope, or if I'm outside,
or...
You know, if I've got to split something up really quick, it's a utility knife. You know, it's not because I'm going to go stab someone.
That's exactly what's going on in the UK. I mean, in the UK, they cannot carry a pocket knife.
And that happened 5 years ago, I believe, now. It was a long time ago they did that. You know, in a lot of cases, the police state in the United Kingdom, and especially London, is much further along than here. But we're starting to catch up in a major way when they start talking about the body scanning cameras in New York City subways. And they tell you straight up, if you don't want to do it, get out of here. You know, there is no choice. You got to get out. That's what they say. They say you need to use another subway station. Well, what if your stop is at the subway station with the cameras? And we know that if they're putting them in some of the subway stations, they plan on putting them in all of the subway stations. And they don't just plan on putting them in all of the subway stations in New York City. They plan on doing it nationwide, my friend. It's out of control, and the pocket knives are just yet another example of how asleep we are. Where is this in the news? You know what I'm saying? Nowhere at all. Nowhere, exactly. And that should show people right off the bat that the media is completely controlled. It is part of this establishment system. It is just another arm of the military-industrial complex. And remember now, ABC, Hearst, Hearst, ABC, CBS, and Disney are all going to get together into one big uniform corporation. Really, just no free speech whatsoever, not even the illusion of free speech. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network. Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Disappointed, going crazy, even though we can't afford the sky is over, even though we can't afford the sky is over, I don't wanna see you go, the sky is over.
stories that I just did not get to today, and I really just need to hit on them really quick. We're going to go to that. You know what? Let's just off the bat go to that commercial, because I am just so disturbed by it. I mean, literally, the people are singing, "Oh, beautiful." And then they go to the card, and the people on the card are singing, and they're like, due to new government regulations, it's going to be easier than ever to get home from Canada. No, it's not. It's more dictatorial than ever. It's more Nazi-esque than ever. That's the real deal. So let's play this, and then we're going to go to Mike, Ryan, and Jordan on the other side of this clip. Hit it.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain.
For purple mountain majesties.
Above the fruited plain.
On June 1st, 2009, new document requirements will make getting home from Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean by land or sea more efficient.
Now isn't that beautiful, America?
Learn more about the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative at getyouhome.gov.
Does anybody else want to throw up by seeing that? Could it be any more propaganda the way that they did that 30-second spot? I mean, gross. Ew. Disgusting. You know, I wanted to get to IBM seeks to build the computer of the future based on insights from the brain. I wanted to talk about the Pentagon's Beetleborgs. Yes, the first wireless flying insect cyborg, a remote-controlled beetle, have been developed by engineers at Berkeley. If you want to just check it in, just type in Beetleborgs. It's right here. I mean, I cannot make this stuff up. I mean, just about every animal out there is being digitized. And we talk about it. And your kids are getting ready to play with a new Hanson Robotics robot called Zeno. You'll see them in homes in the next 5 to 10 years. I promise you that. I promise you that. That's if you're around to see it. You know, that's if the CDC doesn't get their way with the mandatory shots for everybody in level 6. Let's pray that doesn't happen. All right, let's jump to some callers. I mean, I've covered so much news, but I have so much more to cover. It's just unbelievable. Even a 3-hour spot doesn't seem to be enough most of the time, and that's just too bad. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air.
Jason, hello.
Yes, sir.
Jason. Yes, hi. What we do know is, you know, people have been gaining a lot of weight over the years, specifically like 10 years or, you know, from processed foods. And a lot of people have said, well, maybe people are just lazy and this and that. But, you know, processed foods, you know, the body can't really metabolize those. And then, you know, I mean, so that's what we sort of do know. And another thing we know is the processed corn syrup has mercury in it now. And, that is totally unbelievable. I mean,
it is unbelievable.
I can't believe that we're, you know, people don't even know about this. I mean, with this toxicity. And then again, what we don't know, like the GM food. I mean, we don't know. We know that people have gained weight over the past 10 years because of the processed food. But now we got this GM food, and we don't even know what that's going to do to us.
And not only that, let me say this. You know,
this is getting outrageous. You know,
it is outrageous. And Australia now has openly started to put GMO. GMO food in everything, and they're not labeling it otherwise, and they're saying if you want organic food, it's going to cost you more, and they're not going to label
right.
The beef and the corn and everything
right.
else that they're
right.
growing
no
out
there. No, they're not going to put any labels on it.
That's right.
Listen to this one thing. You could just read articles on the internet. Over half of the rats born to mothers who ate GM soy, 56%, were dead in 3 weeks, as opposed to 9% mortality rate in rats whose mothers ate normal soy. Now, the morphology and biochemical structures of rats is very similar to humans. This is crazy.
Listen, it is crazy, and a lot of great points. I wish your connection was better so I could keep you longer. Great points. I thank you for the call. Yeah, it is outrageous, and I do think that people need to, you know, educate themselves on Codex Alimentarius, because if they do, you know, ban organic farming and they do regulate all the food that we have, yeah, our defense system, our immune system is going to get to the point where we can't ward off the simplest of diseases, where we are, you know, malnutrient beings, and we are unhappy. Depression will go through the roof. They'll be able to drug us even further. They'll be like, well, what's wrong? We'll be more susceptible to disease. The mortality rates will go up. And unfortunately, that's the plan. They're talking about culling the herd, thinning the herd. And guess what? If you're listening to this program, chances are you're part of the herd that's going to get thinned out. Pretty gross. Let's go to Ryan in Florida. Ryan, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, this is Brian in Florida.
Okay, gotcha, bro.
Good,
No problem. It's good to talk to you again. Listen, I've been in contact with you quite a bit, and I've got two comments. One, on the clip you just played, look, I grew up going in and out of Canada my whole life. I've been there. I can't even count the times. And I always thought it was a lot harder to get into Canada than it was to get back into the United States, going both ways. And that's crossing over the Ambassador Bridge there in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I think this is a good idea for this new ID program. I just think a little stringent questioning on the point of the border security that's there might help go a long way towards keeping elements that they don't want in out.
Yeah, but that's not what it's about. You know that. It's about tracking, tracing, and RFID. No, I agree with you, man, because, you know, I'm an upstate New York guy, and I've been up to Canada, too. It's usually not that difficult. You go up there, you show them your U.S. license, you tell them why you're going there. As long as there's nothing going on, they're like, all right, we'll see you later.
Exactly. You know,
but that's not the way it is anymore.
It's never been a big deal.
Yeah, never.
It never has been a big deal, and I really hate the thought that it's going to become like traveling to Europe now.
Yeah, no, it's out of control. What else you got for me?
The other thing that I had to talk to you about, I'm an independent documentary maker here in Florida myself, and I've been working on a film called 3 Weeks in September for a number of months, trying to get the word out about 9/11 first responders and the health issues that they're facing. And recently I've had a problem with a gentleman who I know you had a run-in during Loose Change second edition at the very least. I don't really wish to mention his name, but there's a lot of video of you having this conversation with this gentleman. He has now, in the last 96 hours, been spamming my email box.
Well, let me warn you about him, all right, because that's actually I thank you for the call. That guy was in the second edition on the basically, there was extras when I was down at Ground Zero on the 4th anniversary, and he was an auxiliary fireman, and he actually gave us an interview. He's a lunatic. He's a schizophrenic. I've been to meetings with him. He's hot. He's cold. He gave us a full interview, and then he turned the tables. And unfortunately, some people out there are just mentally ill, and the less attention you give a mentally ill person, the less that they will bother you. It may seem like a full-on assault at first, but just, you know, that's somebody I haven't even thought about in years or talked to in years. And I think the last time I saw him was actually the memorial for Daniel Wallace, where he just did some really inappropriate things there. It was the wrong place and time for him to say what he said. And he's just a bizarre individual, and it's really unfortunate that he acts that way. Let's go to Jordan in Georgia. Jordan, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And I just wanted to call because I started listening to you guys through George Norrie and Coast to Coast. And, you know, I was right on the bandwagon with the whole global warming thing. And, you know, until I started listening to the alternative science and, you know, the idea about the solar cycles, and that's really what's taking place here as far as global warming goes. You know, but the thing is, I'm a little concerned because there are a lot, this is kind of off topic, but there are a lot of, you know, other degradations, you know, that are going on. I mean, there's the economy, that's one approach they're having, just destroying the economy, but they're also trying to destroy the natural ecosystem so we can't be self-sufficient. It kind of goes in line with your previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
The more they destroy natural ecosystems and, you know, make us not able to live off the land, the more they do control us. So I think, you know, it's very important for you guys because you are on the air and there's a lot of people listening, that you do make a distinction between, you know, the myth of the global warming and that, and also the idea that people shouldn't just dismiss the whole idea that, I'm not saying you're doing this, but I think it's important to make that distinction, that another way to combat this whole, you know, negative movement is to, you know, buy organic, you know, use recycled products, because it takes these money makers out of the picture. I mean, you look at the plastic.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you here. Let me stop you because I'm with you on the organics, but you got to watch out on the recycling thing. You know, I don't necessarily usually agree with Penn and Teller. They have that program on Showtime, Bull Blank.
Yeah, of course,
I can't say the other one, but they did a really good piece on the entire industry of recycling and it's Johnny Nonsense. So I'm with you on the organic, buying organic
plastic
and
bottles,
you know,
too.
Yeah. And
yeah,
you know,
plastic,
no other way to do it,
well,
man.
It's petroleum. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, listen, support your local economy. You know, I mean, I'm here in Texas now, but, you know, in upstate New York, I live right next to an Amish community. And they would park in the Grand Union parking lot, and you were able to get corn and basically all the vegetables that they grew there at a great rate, and it was actual food. If you support your farmers markets, if you support your local economy, if you grow a victory garden, that is a huge blow to these people. If you start becoming more and more self-sufficient, in other words, you know, if you've got a pool, if you're still somewhere in the middle class, you haven't been devastated by this economy yet, get it running on solar panels. You know, my friends have been running their pool on solar panels since the early 90s. There are so many ways that you can start to get off the grid, become more self-sufficient before this nightmarish legislation slash police state comes into play. So I think that those are good concerns. And I always say when I'm talking about, you know, global warming and the whole thing, listen, we're not perfect. We do pollute the earth in a lot of cases. But the problem is these same companies that are promoting this global warming and carbon credit agenda are the same ones that are truly polluting the earth. They're the ones putting the high fructose or the mercury in the high fructose corn syrup. They're the ones that are really, you know, polluting the air, polluting the water, you know, legitimate polluting. But then they try to say, oh, it's human beings and CO2 that are bringing in global warming. And if you're my age, you know that they started it off with chlorofluorocarbons in the ozone layer, and they've totally done like a whole 180 on the logic of it.
Yeah, which is it's nonsense. You know, their whole approach is nonsense, and it's just to get people rallied around a nonsense point. The fact is, you know, there is real environmental degradation, and it's a complete bait and switch, so we get all rallied around something we really don't have an impact on, and we miss the whole ball on what we actually can have an impact on.
Yes.
And, you know, they talk about America the Beautiful, and what's going to be left if they just keep destroying this place? And we keep making money from it. Or they keep making money from it, sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what, there won't be much of an America left, bro. And not that there is right now. I mean, we're at a point right now where people don't know what the Constitution and Bill of Rights are. They're ready to surrender their sovereignty. They're ready to go to a North American Union, an NAU. And a lot of people are going to love this new world order. They're going to think it's the best thing since breakfast. They're going to love the technocracy. Great points. Thank you for the call. Scott in Washington. You got it, brother. Scott in Washington, you're on the air.
Yeah. Yes, Scott. I had a couple of questions. First one, I wonder, have you guys heard anything more about that story about the, the Minuteman or the president or the head of them being arrested down there in Arizona for allegedly shooting some illegal immigrants?
No, I think I know the story you're talking about, but I haven't seen a lot of it. You know what I've been focusing on, kind of on like the Patriot stories? That one guy that got arrested for trading Liberty coins. You know, I'm big into the silver and gold, and I actually do have some of the Liberty dollars out there, and I think that that's a bigger issue with the Liberty community. But I don't really know much about this guy who shot the illegal immigrants down, where was it, Arizona?
I think so. I really hadn't heard a whole lot about it except, you know, on the progressive blogs, you know, they've always demonized the Minuteman, you know, as being racist and stuff. So I was just kind of wondering if there was like a counterbalance story to that. Cause
I really haven't seen much about it. What else you got for me?
Okay. The second thing I just wanted to ask, and I know I may be a couple of years behind the curve on this one, Elizabeth on The View. Mm-hmm. You remember when Rosie O'Donnell was on there and when she was bringing up a lot of stuff about 9/11.
Yes.
And loose change and all of that stuff. And that big blow-up that they had, you know, at the end where she ended up leaving and stuff like that. Now, I had heard something about that.
She got fired from Barbara Walters, man. That's what happened. It made the news like 3 months after she left. She got fired.
Yeah, well, I was wondering because I had heard something about loose change or...
Yeah, we were booked. She booked us. She booked me and Dylan and Corey, and we were all going to go on the show. And they booked us, and we were in TV Guide to be on the show. You can go check it out. I forget the exact date. But the actual show we were booked on was preempted by a presidential address. We didn't end up going down there. They said they were going to rebook us, but they were going to try to rebook us with either a William Rodriguez or they were going to rebook us against the Popular Mechanics guys. And then the Popular Mechanics guys refused to come on against us because I had owned them in that Democracy Now! Debate, and it just never happened.
Oh, so they pretty much put her up to kind of starting up that little hissy fit that she pulled then.
Well, I don't know. Hasselbeck is just such, I mean, her brain is like mush. She thinks she's in. There are those people out there that want to think they're intelligent because they take a side. They feel comfortable in their conservative skin or they feel comfortable in their liberal skin and they want to say that they know everything. But what they don't understand is they're entrapped in a paradigm where they take the same position over and over and over again. And, you know, I don't know if that lady's an operative or what else, but she is just out of her mind.
Well, yeah.
Stupid.
That's what I kind of wonder, because I know they play off into the left-right paradigm thing, but, you know, sometimes I have to wonder, can somebody really be that stupid? Or
you know what? You would be surprised. Listen, there are people out there that really do have their blind spots. I know I get a lot of calls here about Naomi Wolf, and she doesn't go far enough, but, you know, she had a little bit of a Freudian slip on this, I think it was alcove.com or something, this young man who does these interviews with people, and she was talking about her movie, The End of America. And I've had her on this program, and she's talking about 9/11. And she starts talking about the Pentagon attack, and she goes, yeah, and the missile that hit, I mean, the plane that hit the Pentagon. And she just kind of keeps going with it. So, you know, some people are a little more aware than others. And again, some people just do have those blind spots. Appreciate the call, Scott. Joseph in Texas. Joseph, you're on the air, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Question. I noticed a little early, but I'm maybe planning ahead. The 9/11, when everybody gets together, is it on 9/11 in New York?
It will be. I mean, we always go down there, 9/11. Not sure what day it falls on this year. I think it might be a Thursday or a Friday. What is it?
Friday. It's a Friday.
It is a Friday, yeah. Okay, so it is a Friday. So that makes it a little easier for people to get in because it's towards the weekend. I'm sure there'll be something the night before, and I'm sure there'll be events during the weekend. I've been talking to Luke Radowski about it. I've also been talking to Sander Hicks about it. I've been trying to book Sander on the program so we can talk about the 40,000 people strong that have signed the petition in New York City for a new investigation into 9/11. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be speaking at St. Mark's or what my exact plans are, but as it approaches, I'll be talking about it more. And I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to give away a lot of DVDs and talk to a lot of people just like I did last year. So it'll be in New York City somewhere. I encourage you to go to wearechange.org and just check what Luke Radowski is up to because he usually does the best job on 9/11.
Does everybody carpool or does everybody fly down there? Because I'm in Texas.
Yeah, you know what? It's different. There are people that carpool. There are people that fly down there. I've seen people take their vacations to go do it. I've seen people get together on meetup groups from Facebook and MySpace and drive down together. I would say if there's a Texas chapter of We Are Change, and I know there's definitely some truthers down in Austin here and over in San Antonio, to try to communicate with them through their Facebooks and MySpace and see if you can hitch a ride. There are people that drive and, there are people that fly. And, it's always helpful to find a hotel in advance or on the outskirts of the city because let's be honest, New York City ain't cheap, bro.
Yeah.
It ain't cheap, but it's worth going down there, especially if you've never been. It's an experience like no other, and it's not easy. I mean, you're looking some people in the eye that don't want you to be there, but you're also looking some people in the eye that know something is wrong and just don't have the tools or the knowledge to understand what's going on. And those are the people that take a DVD. Those are the people I talk to from anywhere from 30 seconds to 30 minutes, depending on the subject matter and the person. But I'm not here to preach to the choir. I'm here to open up other people's minds to the real information. Final segment of the Info Warrior after this. Remember, if you missed anything, we got a little pop.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Three-hour period. What didn't I get to cover? Well, I didn't really get to cover the DUI suspect killed by police in a parking lot of Everett Restaurant. Remember, this guy got gunned down six times. He got tased beforehand, and he just appeared to be drunk. I don't know if it was necessary to kill him. I didn't get to go over New World Order needs better economic grounding, and this is from the Bank of Canada Governor, Mark Carney. Carney suggested the New World Order needs more transparency to avoid problems such as inadequate disclosure on securitized products. See, they always make it out to be the New World Order is going to be your savior. Give me a break. Meanwhile, out of the Scientific American, we got to rethink the global money supply. Less reliance on the U.S. dollar by international reserves would be widely beneficial. In other words, more on SDR units, special drawing rights units controlled by the IMF and World Bank and, of course, the Federal Reserve. And let's just gut the dollar some more. Let's bring America down. That's what they want to do. They want to bring it down. And they've done so well in the past 8 years. Let's be honest. It's sick. They have really gutted this country. And it makes me ill. I mean, we got kids at war. We got a dollar that ain't worth jack. We got no industry here anymore. We got people losing their homes, people losing their jobs, people losing their cars. We got carbon tax regulation around the corner. And just brainwashing on a new level with Lord Obama. He's here to save us. Here to save us. Suspects turn table on NYPD with video. Security tape vindicates brothers who were falsely accused of dealing cocaine. See, the cops tried to set him up for coke dealing. Luckily, the surveillance cameras caught the cops. Wanted to really get into that one. Obama's summer job plan worked for 600,000 people. Guess what it's for? AmeriCorps. It's that Give Act I was telling you about. It's the indoctrination of the youth and everybody who doesn't have a job into the Stasi force. We briefly covered this HJ Resolution 5, which would end the 22nd Amendment, officially allowing foreigners to run for the president, and no term limits either. Three foreign women dead in Yemen, Al-Qaeda suspected. The demonization of Al-Qaeda again coming out. Oh, Al-Qaeda's bad. They're everywhere. We got to go into Yemen now. And Unified Communications and Presence reach out. More RFID news. I'd really want to get into this one as well, but we did so much tech that I'm going to drop it for now. Let's go to our last caller of the evening, Chris in Iowa. You're on the air, sir. Yes, Chris.
Hey, I was just on YouTube, and I found an old, you remember the Teddy Ruxpin, little talking bear?
I loved Teddy Ruxpin as a kid. Not only was he had like his TV show, and it was just the coolest toy in the world. Tell me about it.
I like to go back and watch some of the old commercials because a lot of their propaganda is a lot more, you know, baseline. It's not interwoven with a bunch of other stuff. But you just see, as soon as they put it in and start talking, they're like, "Don't you want one?" And all the kids in the class just start nodding, all, you know, Borg. You know, like just, yes, I want one. And,
for those who don't know, tell people what Teddy Ruxpin is. It's the talking teddy bear.
Yeah, it's a little teddy bear that had eyes that would blink and it would mouth the tape that you'd put into the back. They had modified it so it wouldn't just play anything. Mm-hmm. But I think there was a cheap ripoff. I remember that would. But, you know, it's just another little robot to make you think that how cool would it be to have an even cooler robot, one that's even more lifelike. And, you know, they got the little pet dogs, you know. They don't have fur on them. That's what's weird about everything's got to be like new age and techno now, whereas before they wanted to make it look just like a real, you know, a real teddy bear.
Well, what
or
that
a real
is,
dog.
That's incrementalization. That's getting you prepared from generation to generation to generation to kind of accept the new AI, the new cyborg, the fact that we are going to join with machines, apparently. I thank you for the call, Chris. And again, you missed any of this program. This is probably one of my favorite programs in the past 2 weeks. I really think I was spot on here. It's over at theinfowarrior.com in the podcast section, available tomorrow, or you can just hit the listen live button and it loops for 24/7. It's The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.